This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Friday, July the 13th, I had a full head of hair and two for teeth, and I came out screaming in the kitchen like a bull running wild. Well, the doctor grabbed me and I bit his hand. I was just offended because I knew it could stand. And when the nurse slapped my bottom, well, I just turned around and smiled. Well, my daddy called me Bill or George, because either one was better than the one he wore, and he didn't want me to live a life of shame. But they called me the kid with a dad named Sue, and I'd get so mad that my face would turn blue, because I loved my dad even though he had that awful name. Some people thought that he was quite a joke, and he got a lot of laughs from a lot of folks. Seemed he had to fight his whole life through. Some gal would giggle, he'd get red, and some guy'd laugh, and he'd bust his head. I tell you, life wasn't easy for my dad named Sue. In school, I thought I was a pretty good kid. Of course, I wound up in trouble for some things I did, like drilling peepholes in the older girls' shower room stalls. By the time I snapped the cheerleader's brassiere, she spun around and called me a queer. And then her boyfriend punched me, and we started a cafeteria brawl. CCD, I couldn't memorize songs, so I made up the words as I went along, and I wasn't much better at remembering my table prayers. I'd say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, well, whoever eats the fastest is going to get the most, so pass me some potatoes, because I think they're getting cold over there. I met my wife in a Broadway bar. She had tattooed hips, stretch marks, and scars, so I walked right up to her and said, well, honey, how do you do? I told her my name was Bill or George, because either one was better than the one before, and she said, well, whatever, how are you? My name is Sue. They call me Suey. You know my daddy, well, he liked her right away, so I took her out and married her the very next day, and in 10 years, well, we had 17 boys. And we still have fun every now and then, and my wife just told me that she's expecting again. And if we have another son, she says she's gonna name him Sue.
What's up, guys?
I'll tell you what's up. I lost my mind. I was so excited. It's been like 3 weeks. I was like, oh, I got to go up to the 44th floor. I got to do a show. I came up here, fired it all up, let the studio warm up a little bit. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. It's like the first show of 2010. Can you believe it? 2010. But my question to you is, where the freaking hell are the flying cars? You know, like on the Jetsons, how come we don't get those little tubes that send us into the little building? Where is all this shit we were supposed to have in the year 2010? I guess it doesn't matter, because in 2 years we'll all be dead anyway when the earth opens up and swallows us all. That's a happy thought, isn't it? You know it was the Rockin' Comedy Show when you hear songs like A Boy Named Sue, A Son of a Boy Named Sue. Yeah, yeah, I'm the boy of an... I'm the son of a boy. I'm so freaking hyped, I can't even tell you the name of the song. And we had a fake Talking Head song in there by Liam Neeson. Yeah, yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn, folks. It's going to be one of those shows, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first show of 2010. Woohoo!
Have you made any New Year's resolutions, Chuck?
Yes. You know how I always dread the whole year? Well, this time I'm only going to dread one day at a time.
Yeah, you know, that's a good resolution, you know, because I think maybe 95% of us, we never complete our resolutions. You're like, you're weak in, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling real good, I'm not smoking. And then, you know, 2 weeks in, you're like, God, I gotta have a smoke. Jesus Christ, it's gonna kill me. Or I'm not gonna drink anymore. I'm not gonna drink any less, but I'm not gonna drink anymore. Well, if you didn't figure it out, Matt, Mike, and myself took a few weeks off to enjoy the holiday, Christmas, and New Year's and all that. And we're back, and we are heavily medicated and ready to go.
Forgive me, sir, for speaking so bluntly. Those facts make me want to puke my fucking guts out.
Well, me too, son. Yeah, me too.
I think I'm in trouble with the sound bites again this week, just when I think I get it fixed. And let me tell you, we remodeled the whole studio when we had a time off, and I want to give props to Jennifer Smith, who came in and helped, but we had some computer issues. Thank God we had them while we were off, and we'll talk about that. I want to thank Rabbi and all that for coming in and helping us out. It was badass, but
hello!
Everybody, and welcome to one of the most listened to internet shows of 2009, and we hope to keep it going this year as well. We want to do it by bringing a show to you each and every week from the padded walls of the 44th floor, my friends.
Smells a boy in here.
It does smell a boy in here. Let me tell you, we got a lot of boys coming in today. Mad Mike's working his way up to the studio. Michael Johns from Hypnosis Unleashed, he's going to be here. It's been a while since he's been on the show. Larry G. Jones coming in. We've got an announcement for him. He did something incredible on New Year's Eve, so we're going to talk to him about that. But seriously, we did 564,934 downloads for the month, for the year of 2009. And you know what? I'm still your host.
You're an evil genius.
Thank you. But you can call me Crazy Jay if you like.
But I don't like you. Probably never will.
Oh,
you're
come
a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Not everybody, just a few. Some people really deserve to be treated like an idiot, if you know what I mean. Well, if you want, you can find me online.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
You can email me. That's right. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. You can find me on Facebook. That's right, people. Facebook. MySpace is out there. Twitter is out there. We're on it, people. We're doing it. We're putting our name out there for you. For you. You think Mike and I just come up here just to talk, hang out, play music? No. It's not a party for us. It's a party for you. We put our straight jackets on. We dress up for this. We dress up for this shit to entertain you. You can also go to rockincomedyshow.com. If you have not been there in a while, we took some time off, and we were able to update the website and give it a real nice facelift. And it looks really good. I think it's the best layout we've had. The search bar now works, so if you're navigating to try and find shows, you just type up the person's name like Aurora Snow, and the show that she's on will pop up. It's pretty cool. A lot of comments have been left on the website. A great email was also sent to me, and I posted it on the website for everyone to read. But if you go to the website, you'll notice a box there with a phone number, 702-727-4892. That is a comment box. That's right. All you do is call that number, and you can leave a message. And quite a few messages were left, and that's pretty awesome. we're gonna play a couple of those. But let me give you an example of one of the ones that was left.
Hello, Crazy Jay.
This is the Elfo.
And I'm calling to say Happy New Year from the Elfo. Hope you're having fun. Okay, thank you. Good night. Goodbye.
Let's try one more.
Hey, it's J. Chris Newberg. What's up, everybody? Happy New Year. Happy Newberg, actually. Thanks for listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show and listening to me on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah, that's it.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Mad Mike has made his way to the top of the 44th floor. I thought maybe you forgot how to get up here. We've been gone so long.
It's been a while.
3 weeks, man. It was good. It was good to have that break.
It was nice. I don't really know what I went up in the hospital.
You didn't go to the hospital.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Okay. Why? What happened?
Me and my mom and my brother, we went to the Ocean Spray factory that's here in town. They do like the
tumors.
The tours, right. With the juices and stuff. I fell in a vat of beans.
Really?
Yeah, I got beaned.
You got beaned.
I got beaned. Yeah.
Okay.
So they had to fish me out, and I went to the hospital for serious.
Why beans. Do they use beans at the cranberry place? Ocean Spray.
Well, what do you think they use as like a stuffer? You know, like a filler.
A filler for what?
For juice. They use beans. You didn't know that?
They don't use beans.
They do. They use beans.
All right.
Yeah, and like depending on the flavor, they'll mix like the different type of bean, like kidney, pinto. Just depends on the flavor.
Okay, the flavor.
Yeah. The flavor. Like orange juice, they use kidney beans.
Okay, so what? So you fell into the vat of beans.
I did. I fell into the beans. And one went right in my eye. And I had to go to the hospital. And they had to surgically remove a bean from my eye. It was very. I had to wear an eye patch. I was like a holiday bean pirate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because I didn't see much of you on the break, I didn't know you.
It's good. I was shitting beans. For
I
like
didn't
2 days.
Know you went to the hospital. I feel bad. I should have sent you a card.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. Yeah. That would have been. A card would have been nice.
Well, I didn't know you were in the hospital.
Just as long as you didn't send me like chili.
Yeah, that would have been fucked up.
Yeah.
But you did get some. How was your Christmas? You got some cool stuff.
It's none of your damn business.
Crazy J got you a new chair.
Yeah, which is cool. I've been sitting on this damn lawn chair for like the last year.
And I was just, you know, I'm tired of bitching
about
it.
My back's bad now.
Yeah.
I can't walk right.
Right.
Something's wrong with my kidney.
And it's all because of that chair.
That chair, man.
Right.
Yeah, I got a bean in my eye.
And Suzanne the Stalker.
She got me those pickles.
Yeah, little mini pickles.
Delicious.
Pickle? Did you try them, really?
I love pickles. You have no idea how much I love
them. Yeah, but did your brother try them, too?
My brother did try them. He ate the majority because they're dill pickles. I tried one just to be, you know, nice, but I'm a sweet fan.
Right, and if she would listen to the show, she would know.
She would know that. But at least they were tiny dills, so it was cool.
She did get that part right.
Yeah, she got I do like them small. I'm not a big pickle man.
Yeah, you like small pickles.
I like small pickles.
and
no beans.
Of course, on the air, the last show we did, you opened the musical pickle.
I did, yes. That was, it had written in Mexican, or Spanish. Mexican's not a language, right? The guy sang in German.
Yeah, it has a couple different languages.
It was like, and then sold at Lowe's. Not Home Depot.
We, you know, we had a little get together at Christmas time, and we debuted our DVD, the making of the Dino Mike video.
Yeah, that went horribly bad.
No, it was good.
It was bad.
The problem is
they
that,
were drunk.
Yeah, not only were they drunk, but
and loud and belligerent. And the sound was weird.
It's edited so quickly that you're just, you know.
It's hard to, time to
when you're
get the joke.
Yeah, when you're laughing over what, you know, it was going on.
You're missing
it. You're missing it. So at least they're going to have to watch it a couple of times.
Yeah.
It
was hard because I was only watching it with one eye.
Yeah, because of your eye patch.
I had a bean.
I didn't even, I just thought maybe it was Mike being stupid again. That's why I didn't ask you.
Yeah,
at the party.
No, you were just drunk.
I was drunk.
I asked.
Not as drunk as New Year's Eve.
I know, but I asked. I asked Rhonda, I was like, what do you have to drink? She said that you went through 2 gallons of eggnog.
Well, first off, I don't drink eggnog.
That's not what she said.
I think she said she drank 2 gallons of eggnog.
No, she said you downed it, dude.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you. Okay. She said that you were picking eggnog out of your beard for like 2 days afterwards.
Eggnog out of my beard.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You had like an eggnog siesta.
Okay.
And fiesta.
We have a...
See, this is what happens on Christmas. He gets to drink eggnog and gets all crunk. I get beaned in the eye.
Well, you're the one that went on the Ocean Spray tour and probably didn't follow the instructions.
Yeah, you're supposed to not, like, hang on the rails.
Right. Or sit on them or, you know,
yeah,
balance them. You
or
know,
do
balance
anything
on
crazy.
Them. Yeah, you just stay away, bro.
I just wanted a cranberry.
It's stupid.
How was your New Year's?
My New
Let
Year's.
Me tell you about mine.
Okay.
That's great. No, go ahead, tell me.
Well, I think the funniest part was, well, the coolest part was going to the party to, at the guy's house that was the creator and writer of Left 4 Dead. That was kind of cool because I'm walking through this house and I know he works with Zach. And I'm like, how the hell does this guy live here in this house? And I've been to Zach's house. Something's not meshing. Something's not matching up.
No mesh.
And Zach's like, well, why don't you ask him what he does? I go, well, you work with him. Don't you know what he does? He goes, I do know what he does. And so then I asked him, dude, this house is amazing. I mean, he had a loft that overlooked the three parts of his house, the kitchen, yeah, the living room, and the party
room. That's what a loft
does. Right. But there, all these rooms were all decked out of this stuff. And then he had a basement down below. I mean, this thing was...
That's cool. A basement in Vegas is tough.
Yeah.
That's
it was awesome. And so I was like, so what do you do? And he goes, oh, I bought and paid for this house with a video game. And I said, what video game? And he's like, Left 4 Dead. I'm like, get the fuck out.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, he's got game stuff everywhere. And they had Rock Band set up, and they had some real instruments downstairs if you wanted to jam. So I go up into the game room to play Rock Band. A lot of people up there. I don't know who this girl is, right? And she come up and she goes, this is the house rules of Rock Band. Whether I'm playing or not, I pick the songs. There's songs on here I don't want to hear. I'm like, I'm out.
Are you serious?
I'm out. I'm just going to go drink.
Damn.
I brought a bottle of Jaeger.
Nice.
Drank half of it myself.
Nice.
Left half of it there.
Cool.
And I remember, you know, you're like, hey, we're gonna go to the strip club. And I'm like, well, I'm way out in bumfucked Egypt. Forget that, you know.
Yeah, you were far, dude.
Yeah, I was far. I had no clue even to what streets at this point that I was on. And,
I was like, where are you? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, after midnight, like, Zach's like, I'm going to play a couple rounds of poker, then we'll go. 3:30, 3:45.
Yeah.
You know, still at the house. And I remember getting a text from you going, I'm crunk, and I just got a lap dance from a whale. Right? And I was like, I don't even know where I'm at. I said, Zach left. He's supposed to come back and get me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I can come and get you. I go, I don't know where I'm at. And then, like, I send Zach a text message, and I'm like, dude. Where are you?
You just left
me here in this house. I don't know anybody. He goes, dude, I dropped you off at your house like 40 minutes ago. Passed out. I was done. I was like, wow. Oh. So that was interesting. But yeah, it was a good New Year's.
I thought it was a little quiet at this party.
And it was so weird. I was so out of it and was in my room, but I was out. I was like.
You know what's funny is I didn't realize I must have had like 8 or 9 like vodka Red Bulls, dude. I was like, having fun, right? I didn't realize that I even went to the strip club actually until you just mentioned it. I had kind of forgotten. I was like, I remember you're like, yeah, what did you do? What did you do for New Year's? And then I was like, no, let me tell you what I did. And then I realized I didn't remember what I did.
That's why you sent it back to me.
Yeah, that's why I sent it back to you. Because I was like, shit, maybe he remembers. And he jogged my memory. But yeah, we went to the Velvet Lion. We got comped a bunch of drinks. Me, Dave, Rabbi, Rabbi's girlfriend.
Let me tell you right now how badass Rabbi is.
Excuse me.
We're in here because we had the time to really put the studio together because we had the time off, the week off.
Oh, yeah. It looks nice, by the way.
And we unplugged everything. We shut the computers down the way you're supposed to. You know, unplugged it for like less than 10 minutes. Put everything in order, plug the computer back in, doesn't turn on.
Death.
And I'm like, what the hell is this?
Death.
Zach's too busy to come and look at it. I call Rabbi. He's like, I don't know much, but I can come and check it out. He came and checked it out, realized it was probably the power supply. He gets on the phone. This is the funniest thing, right? Because Jennifer Smith, we all remember her, was here helping put the studio together and stuff. She's here, and Rabbi gets on the phone to his computer people, and he's like, we have a situation here. We have a comedy show that's down. This is top priority stat. I'm bringing it in. Then an hour and a half, we had it fixed, and we were up and running. So
How about them apples?
Awesome to so, rabbis.
Yeah, guys, if you come into town or if you live here, go check out Cybernetics Core on Chop and Fort Apache.
And if you're having computer issues, give them a call.
Yeah, they can do everything there. So they fix
amazing,
computers,
so.
They've got Xboxes, they've got PCs. It's a good, cool place to hang out. He also said that he can get you a pretty good deal to upgrade your rig there. He says it was pretty dinosaur-like.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
Well, I was unemployed.
We're running this show on a Commodore 64, people.
I've always said it's 2 watts of power. I never lied.
Yeah. This is seriously straight Commodore 64.
Coming up on the show.
Wait, hold on. We have to change floppy.
Come up on the show today. Michael Johns from Hypnosis Unleashed is going to be here. And I felt so bad for him. I went and seen his show.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, too.
I went and seen his show, and this crowd was just not into it. He was more like ready just to talk to me the whole night. He'd walk to that side of the stage, and he'd be like, "Dude, how many times have you seen my show?" I'm like, "I don't know, 4 or 5. Have you ever seen me work this hard?" And I'm like, "No." Then he looked over at Rhonda, and he goes, "If you're looking for a stick, I'm pretty sure I can find somebody that's got one."
Yeah, dude.
Because these people were not laughing. And then he's like, where the hell is fucking Matt Mike? I'm like, he couldn't be here tonight. And he's like, well, where is he? I go, I don't know. And he goes, is he doing, like, coke off some Asian whore's ass? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know where he's at. He goes, well, wherever he is, I'm sure he's having more fun than we are. And he was angry. And these people were literally not having a good time. And it's like, you paid $50
to not be entertained.
To not be entertained. And half the people on stage, when he comes in today, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, dude, I had that today. These couple comes up to me, and they were like, I want to know about the Grand Canyon. I'm like, okay. Like, well, what do you have to offer us? I'm like, well, here's the brochures. Southern Muslim. And then just stare at me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fuck. So I explain everything to them. I tell them the prices, blah, blah, blah. They're like, well, we can get it cheaper. I've seen it cheaper. I said, sure. They're like, huh, sure. I'm like, you're more than welcome to look for it. Like, you're not going to offer us anything cheaper? I said, no.
I can't.
Yeah. Like, this is just like when you point one way and people, like, point in the opposite direction. Like, what do you... No, I never pointed that way. No, you got me. You caught me. Yeah. I was just messing around with you.
One of the most entertaining parts of that show that we saw the other night with Michael Johns was the two ladies that were sitting behind us.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even together. There was one sitting behind Rhonda, and then three rows behind her was another one. Literally almost the same laugh. That's what it sounded like. It was ridiculous.
Nice.
So we also have Larry G. Jones making his way into the studio. Mm. Big news with Larry over the holiday break. He got married. So,
where did he get married at?
Well, we'll talk about that.
Oh, okay. It's interesting. It must have been San Francisco.
Why would you say that? He got married here in Vegas.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Brian was his best man.
What do you mean by best man?
At a wedding, he's the best man.
What kind of wedding?
What do you mean, what kind of wedding?
What kind of wedding? Like, is he the best man, or is he the best man, like, the best man?
You saw Larry G. Jones' girlfriend.
When?
When we went to Andrew Dice Clay.
I thought it was his sister.
We'll talk about that
did
later.
Did he marry his sister?
No, he didn't. I know he's from Alabama, but no, he didn't marry his sister. Also on the show today, we're going to be taking a call from Spike Jones Jr.
He made that movie Where the Wild Things Are.
No, that's Spike Jones, and that's a completely different guy.
That's
we've had this conversation. No, we've had this conversation before. Not even in a close relation.
Spike Jones, the director,
is black. Spike Jones Jr. is white. His father, Spike Jones, was a huge orchestra leader back in the 60s and did a lot of funny music.
And was he black?
No.
What? No?
We'll explain that later.
Is his name spelled differently?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How are they different?
He spelled Jones, the director, spells it with a Z, not an S.
Typical.
Anyway, while we were away, got a great email from a listener named Evelyn Smith, who apparently no longer listens to this show. She was very upset about the Christmas show.
And no association with Jennifer Smith.
Very upset with the Christmas show. Asked me not to read the email, but I did post it on the website. So read it there, and a lot of people did comment about the things she had to say.
It's hilarious.
We also updated the website. Still a lot of improvements going on. The search bar now works. If you type up Michael Johns or whatever, all the shows he's been on will pop up.
And 25% more nipple.
That's right. And also, instead of just leaving, typing, you know, and we know how much work it takes to, you know.
Practice fellatio.
To type a comment.
Oh, that's
cool. We now have a voice box where you can call and leave your comment. I was kind of leery about it at first because I'm like, who's going to be the first one to call? Well, this was the first one to call.
Hey guys, this call is awesome. This is Dino Mike calling. Just wanted to say that I love the Rock and Comedy Show so much that I am thanking my lucky stars. My ears have not been eaten off by giant wombats. Have a great one, guys, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
So, not too bad. And then
hello, Crazy J. This is Adrian Bidet from the Goldwinders, calling to complain to you after our last homosexual encounter. I seem to have a bad case of something like herpes or chlamydia. I do not know which. The doctor cannot figure it out. I was wondering if you could help me get a more specific idea of what it is, this STD that you have. I don't know. And also, I want to complain that I have some chili cheese fries on my clothing, and I don't know how that got there. And that is terrible. But if you want to make it up to me, why don't you play a Bull Winder song? Like, Motherfucker would be a good one. Okay, thank you.
So,
nice.
That's the, he is from a band called the Bull Winders. I used to play him in California all the time. We don't want you, Mad Mike. I mean, Dino Mike. I get you guys confused. I don't know why. This one was left today by our good friend.
What's up, crazy motherfucking Jay? This is Big Lance calling, wishing all you stupid white trash motherfuckers a happy new year, even though it's, what, January 3rd already? It's Sunday. Understand? So, yeah, I just wishing you stupid motherfuckers a happy new year and all the white trash listeners y'all got out there and the elf ho and the Jewish interloper. Jewish interloper's a bad motherfucking comedian. Y'all got to go see him. He working down as a statue at the skate park. Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. You know, he making money being a statue and shit. Jewish interloper is the man. That's right. Check it out. All you motherfuckers, enjoy your year. 210, we all going to be breaking in 210. And 210, we all going to be making that serious cash money except for Jay because he's gay. Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
He knows you too well.
Yeah, he loves me. He always has for years.
Hello, everybody. This is the Jewish interloper comedian. I'm so funny. I just wanted to wish you a happy new year, crazy fucking Jay and Elfo. Guess what? I got a new job. Yes, I did. I am a statue in a skate park. I'm so funny. The Jewish interloper comedian. I'm so talented. I am a statue in a skate park for teenage boys. Oh boy. Happy fucking New Year, crazy gay Jake.
It's good stuff. So you can actually log onto the website now and actually just call the number and leave a comment.
That's nice.
How about this one?
I like that.
Hello, Crazy Jay. This is the Elf Ho, and I'm calling to say Happy New Year from the Elf Ho. Hope you're having fun. Okay. Thank you. Good night. Goodbye.
Did you know what I realized? She even talks out of key. Like, I didn't even think that was possible.
You know what's really funny is that the real interloper that the Jewish interloper is making fun of really had a problem with performing with L.A. comics and stuff like that. And actually, her and the interloper actually dated.
They interloped?
And now apparently the real interloper is a statue down at Fremont Street.
No way.
And that's we found that out. So now
yeah. We should go get our picture with him.
I was thinking about that. That would be pretty funny.
That would be great.
So we got some good stuff. One of the cool things was
oh yeah.
My dad went on a trip for vacation. He went to Florida. And I said, wherever you're staying, I hope that you can have enough time to go to Port St. Lucie.
Right, because we just want to know what it's about.
And
what is there?
Let me tell you, Port St. Lucie is a trip. They went on their way, I guess, to see the space shuttle. It's kind of on that way there. And they got rear-ended in their car. And
by Larry G. Jones.
Why would it be Larry G. Jones?
I don't know.
They hit them so hard that my dad's girlfriend, Maggie, her glasses flew off and they literally broke. The frames broke.
Okay, before you finish that story, I was in a similar accident where me and my friend hit a car that was like stopped at a stop sign. I mean, he hit it, right? He was trying to slow down in time, but he ran into the back end of the car, and we had just gotten a wiener schnitzel. And my hot dog flew out of my hands and down underneath the dashboard. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Just the wiener. Like, the bun was still in my hand. It's the craziest thing. So continue.
So, the frames broke, so they go into an eyeglass shop. And the lady's like, sure, I can fix it. Fixes them with super glue, so now they don't fold. The earpieces, I guess you want to call them, are... like stuck.
That's their one IQ at work.
Then they check into this hotel. It's like a real nice version of like they said a Best Western or something like that. And they said it was a really nice room. The first lady they talked to was super nice, and they're like, we really like our room, you know, can we get it on our return back? And they said, sure, it's not a problem. Then they come back to get the room, and they're like, the lady didn't even look at the computer. She's like, no, it's there's somebody in there.
Damn, dude.
And they're like, well, you didn't even check. There's somebody in there. And so they go into the room they get, and it's a terrible room. But Maggie walks by the room that they wanted, and they knock on the door, and there's no answer. She tried several times. So she went back and told them, well, nobody's answered. Are you sure there's anybody in there? She talked to somebody else, and they're like, the room's being renovated.
Renovated.
It went from its book to being renovated. Like, they did not want them in this room.
That's so weird.
Yeah, she said it was really weird. They go to, she kind of made a fuss about the room, so my dad was getting kind of irritated, like, just let it go, you know. So they go to dinner in this restaurant, and my dad orders a steak, and she orders chicken. And it comes back, my dad gets his steak, and she gets ribs.
Ribs.
And
chickens have ribs.
And she goes, she just starts eating the ribs. And my dad's like, well, I thought you ordered chicken. And she goes, well, I did. But she said, I didn't want to fuss because he was already mad at me.
Right, right. I didn't want you to get more angry.
So the waitress walks by and she's like, is there a problem? And my dad's like, yeah, she ordered chicken and she got ribs. And I guess the waitress was like, let's just pretend that it's chicken.
That's so messed up, dude.
And, so her son was like, what's the obsession with Port St. Lucie? And I explained, well, on my show, you know, I'd say 85% of the stories we did last year were from Port St. Lucie. We just want to know kind of a crazy freaking town it is.
Turns out it's a shithole.
So
their IQ is 148
in the process,
collectively.
Yeah, in the process of him talking, we have 2009, a strange year in Florida. But we're going to take a break before I come back and do that because there's a lot of... almost every single story they talk about, we've talked about, and one got by us.
No
way.
It
didn't happen in Port St. Lucie, but it's Florida, and I'm like, how the hell
did we miss that?
How did we miss that story?
Ooh, nice.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, short day.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. And right now I'd like to play you a brand new song from our friend Dino Mike. I know you're still like, oh, we love the Meow remix. We love the video. We would love to see how it was made. Well, you're going to be able to because our DVD is finished. We just got a few little things we have to touch up. The artwork as soon as Dino Mike gets off his desk. we're going to be taking pre-orders and hopefully they'll be done in February. So yeah, I know you love the Meow remix because of Matt, Mike, and myself, but I really like this new song from Dino Mike, just because it's completely out of his realm. That's right, he's doing some country. Here it is for you, check it out.
I have been upon a town known as the Spare, the location of the city's in the middle of nowhere. Nothing here to do but drink and screw, so I wandered for the thirsty into the saloon. I pulled me up a stool with a certain agenda. I need me a drink, I'm going on a bender. Bartender looked at me and says, what'll it be? I say, what you recommend, boss, I'm pretty thirsty. He says, whiskey on the rocks will probably do the trick. I say, yeah, if I only want to wet my lips. A hit of moonshine will be good for you, cuz. Said they gotta drink me fine and give me a buzz. You're talking of a game, but between you and me, you won't know your name after you've had my recipe. It was given by my father and his father before him, but his father's wife used it to try and kill his kin. I asked what he called it and no one missed a beat. The entire bar of people suddenly were on their feet. Drinking and dancing in quite a bit blitz. They broke out in the song and it went like this. It's called No Flicker. Cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these and definitely spend the night. As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Yeehaw! Bartender pulls out the the biggest tumbler I've seen. It was 1 foot wide and 3 foot deep. He pulled out bottle after bottle after bottle again. Even Uncle Free Sun seen it fight its way. And he poured in vodka, rum, and gin, tequila, and amaretto. Everclear, cognac with a shot of Jack Daniels. Triple sec for mood and for color grenadine. To the shop's Missouri and then lit a gasoline. With some gold trucker bourbon and blue curacao. Hypnotic, sake, Schomburg, and one I can't pronounce. Kahlua, Southern Comfort, and Bailey's Irish Cream. Michael Yeager, Remy Martin, and Nitroglycerine. Some Epsom, Brandy, Vicodin, and Hems, and Nick Liqueur. The pizza from the doctor's office with a heavy pour. With a squirt of Coca-Cola and a spoon of powdered Jello garnish. With a lemon wedge and a little umbrella. He hands me the drink and I take my first sip. And my legs are getting wobbly like I'm standing on a ship. I feel happy and at peace like the first day of spring. Suddenly I leave the chorus and the whole bar starts to sing. It's called No Liquor. Cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way to tell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these and definitely staying the night. If the world's been a disaster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Next thing I know, I kissed a softest pair of lips. Had blue eyes, brunette hair, and painted fingertips. Said his name was Carl, and I know an income's way. Asked if he could push my stool, and so I said, what the hey? Time to break the seal, the first kiss of the night. Then I see the line ahead, and develop quite the fright. Doing the pee-pee dance, kinda wishing I were dead. Aimed for a potted plant, but hit a biker's boot instead. Why I have to be the one the party felt tonight? The biker pushed me back and asked, you're looking for a fight? I said, no, sir, it was a big mistake, you see. Thought your leg was a plant when I began to pee. Of course, that ain't what it sounded like when it all came out. I said,
hey, you wanna go, you frickin' pansies? You want a piece of this pussy?
Well, he did and decided to punch me in the jowls. I puked on this chick and emptied out my bowels. She helped me to my feet and kissed me open mouth. The biker and me decided just to hug it out. I said, next round's on me, but I forgot my name. So I said, screw it once again, and I began to sing. It's called No Liquor. Cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these and definitely stand the night. As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Oh, it'll be a disaster cause I just nailed my sister and I didn't wear a rubber last night. Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah, Nuff Liquor, brand new from Dino Mike. Love that song. A lot of fun, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Hey, if you want to vote for it or let everybody know you like it, just go to the61.com. Spell it out, the61.com/Dino Mike, and you'll see a lot of his other songs up there, like Baby Bump, Mountain Dew, and, of course, Meow Remix. I think that's up there. I'm not sure. It should be. If it's not, we're going to have a talk. I know that Only 99 Times is up there.
Declined my Facebook friend request, and it seems I'm the only person you detest. Mystery, how could you still hate me if it means you should know? That'll say it if you're close before hoes. Just trying to make this thing fine, but you just wanna fight. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Teaching her that thing you dig, you dig. Again, I'm sorry for uploading the video. horn. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Your attitude is just so typical. I think you're being a bit hypocritical. Remember when you stole that stripper from me?
That was my bachelor party.
Whoa, and I know that she missed her period. We can tag team that if you're keeping it. We can be one big happy family. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor taking a break, and we're back now. Mad Mike is here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
So we got some stories of the year.
We do, and then Michael Johns will be here, and Larry G. Jones is coming in. It's going to be awesome. But anyway, so this email was found after talking to my dad and his lovely trip to Port St. Lucie. I do believe that he has found some items for us, and he's going to be mailing them because they wanted to know my address. So just send it to the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant.
That's good. Yeah.
It'll get here.
44th floor, Korean Taco Plant.
But this was the 2009, A Strange Year in Florida.
Yeah.
You know you're living in a weird state when the governor promotes a pay-per-minute sex chat line. Or when a congressman asks the House Speaker to move a day's worth of votes so he can watch a college football game.
That's awesome.
Or when employees at not just one, not two, but three state prisons use stun guns on their kids as a part of Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
That's so fucking awesome.
That's Florida, once again making people snicker at its dumb criminals, strange animals, and all-around oddness. This is such a great article.
This is my daddy's.
Governor Charlie Crist was embarrassed when an on-hold recording he made transposed two numbers for an uninsured child helpline, and callers were instead led to horny girls willing to talk about anything for just $2.99 a minute. Remember we did that story? It was on the website, and the number was wrong, and they had to immediately fix it.
That's right.
It wasn't the only odd moment in politics. Representative Cliff Stearns asked Speaker Nancy Pelosi to basically shut down Congress early so he and some of the Florida and Oklahoma House guys could go watch their teams in national championship games. She said no.
Good for her.
Candidates for local offices were also embarrassed in 2009. A Miami Beach mayoral candidate was disqualified from the race after his qualifying check bounced, and a minister running for Belgrade City Commission was charged with swinging a bat at a woman outside a police palace. Or a polling palace. Sorry, police palace. Because police were called on the next line. He lost the election. Two 8-year-old Alachua County boys made better use of their baseball bats. They successfully fought off a man armed with a gun who was threatening to kill the mother of the boys.
Wow.
Among other parents and children making odd news, a North Miami woman was arrested after leaving her 2 and 14-year-old grandchildren in the car while she went into a casino to gamble. And Hillsborough County deputies charged a 21-year-old Tampa woman with leaving her 4-month-old son in a hot car while she burglarized the home.
Oh my God.
At
okay,
least
honey, you stay right here.
I'll be right back. This is not going to take long at all.
Yeah.
At least the Stewart woman had the common sense not to leave her kids in the car. During her crime spree, she stayed in the car with her 2 and 5-year-old children while acting as a getaway driver during the 2 armed robberies.
Oh, my God. We're not going to go out there. It's dangerous.
Alcohol seems to lead to a lot of Florida's oddest stories.
Yes.
Tampa police arrested a man who left his 12-year-old son drive his SUV so he could drink in the passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
A Marion County man was charged with driving under the influence after crashing a stolen riding lawnmower into a school bus.
I remember that.
A 22-year-old South Florida man climbed aboard a locomotive with a friend and took it 7 miles down the tracks for a joyride. They came up with the idea while heading to a local bar.
Oh, nice.
Clearwater man was charged with drunk driving after police pulled him over for driving a car with only 3 tires.
Oh, my God.
Pasco County deputies arrested 2 men they said were fighting over $3 in gas money on the way home from a strip club. The weapons involved a fish tank and a beer bottle.
Fish tank.
A Bay County man arrested for shoplifting had a request for deputies. Let him drink the beer he stole. He became combative when they refused.
Wow.
A Marion County deputy pulled over a naked man riding a motorcycle. Turns out the cyclist was drunk.
Of course. I was surprised he was able to stay on 2 wheels.
Now, he was one of the many naked people in the news. Port St. Lucie. 14-year-old boy leaves mental institution.
Oh, yeah.
Walks down the street with a poodle. Sees a woman talking on her cordless phone. She immediately knew
something was peculiar.
A naked 21-year-old man covered in feces was arrested in Martin County after jumping into a neighbor's pool. Here's one you will remember. A Clearwater woman knocked on a stranger's door in the middle of the night asking for cigarettes. She was naked. A 91-year-old Lake Worth man held a 26-year-old burglar at gunpoint until police arrived. Another burglar trying to rob an elderly man wasn't so lucky. A 24-year-old broke into Liberty County home waving a toy gun and was shot and killed by an 82-year-old homeowner.
Damn.
With the real thing. Port St. Lucie man was charged with stealing $22 worth of aluminum cans from a scrapyard and then returning the next day to try to sell them back.
Are you serious?
A man tried stealing a live ferret in Jacksonville Beach by stuffing it down his pants.
That's smart.
A Dade City man was charged with stealing 19 packages of deodorant to pay off a drug debt. How big was your drug debt?
Yeah, that you needed to buy. That's a lot of deodorant. You know?
Usually this works in reverse, but a man was caught trying to break into the county jail he was released from a week before. So his punishment was they didn't allow him to stay.
Really?
That would be funny. 2 men wandered through a Deltona neighborhood, asked the deputy for a ride home. The deputy said, sure, but only after he could search them. They said, sure. The deputy found cell phones, GPS devices, and a box of strawberry-flavored Pop-Tarts stolen from neighborhood cars.
Oh, Pop-Tarts. Yes.
Yes.
Score.
Crime and food intersected a few times in Florida this past year. Volusia County. Authorities arrested a 19-year-old after his mother said he threw a taco at her for unplugging his video game system.
Why would you call the police over a thrown taco?
A Delonan woman was arrested after allegedly hitting a man in the head with a raw steak. We just talked about that one
yeah.
Just before break. After he refused a piece of sliced bread because he wanted a roll instead. A Gainesville father was arrested for allegedly hitting his daughter with a pizza slice when she wouldn't turn off a computer.
And that's a dead bitch gift.
And just recently, a Port St. Lucie man was arrested for rubbing a hamburger in his wife's face after she poured soda on it.
That's right. We did that one last week.
Last show. A Palm Beach pizza shop owner was charged with pistol whipping 2 men who complained about their calzones. You're going to like it.
He didn't like it.
Reptiles in the news included a 5-foot alligator that escaped during a Panama City Elementary School show and tell.
Oh, no.
A Land O'Lakes man was bit on the hand when he reached under his car for his dog and found an alligator. I think we know where the dog is.
Yeah.
Wildlife officers found two alligators being held captive in Tallahassee apartment. They also found drugs out in plain view after the tenants let them in. What's funny about the alligator being under the car is I called the exterminator when I had all the scorpions coming through my house because I'm like, dude, I don't want to step on any freaking scorpions.
Right.
You know, and I had all these weird bugs and stuff. Could you imagine, like, you just go into your car and there's this 5-foot alligator just chilling out?
Yeah, like really?
I would take the scorpion over the...
alligator that could eat me alive?
Another house call made by wildlife officers turned up the body of a black bear struck and killed on Interstate 4.
Oh.
Two men retrieved the roadkill, took it home, and butchered it.
Oh.
This is great. Two men carried a 6-foot shark around Port St. Lucie and tried selling it to fish markets. After they failed, they left it lying in the middle of the downtown street. A Tampa police officer used a taser to subdue a pit bull that chased a chicken into a woman's home.
Oh,
a mossy-headed woman trying to corral an emu was flown into a hospital after the giant flightless bird clawed her to death.
See, guys? That's what I'm talking about.
Defending yourself from an ostrich is just like an emu.
That's right. They're very similar. That could have saved her dang life. Clawed to death. That's
well, I don't know if she's clawed to death, but she did go to the hospital for a giant flightless bird and clawed her. But that would be funny.
Wow.
If she did die of it. Martin County man accused of, you'll remember this, accused of downloading child pornography, blamed the crimes
on
the
cat
jumping on his computer.
Yeah. He just jumped on it, but only on the pictures that it liked.
Those it only released the ones I liked.
Yeah.
Port St.
I mean, you got to admit, they're not bad pictures, right? Cat's got taste.
Port St. Lucie town manager was fired after the town council learned he married a porn star. A 55-year-old Tallahassee man, often seen riding a bicycle in a thong, was arrested for indecent exposure. Tampa police say a man repeatedly called 911, you'll remember this one, looking for sex because it was the only number he could dial after running out of cell phone minutes. That's the one where he's like, do you have a nice butt?
Yeah, that's right. I heard one on the news today. A guy called 911 because he needed a ride and didn't have money for taxi cab, and he needed a ride to the bar.
We're actually doing that not in the news.
Oh, you got it? Yeah. Oh, what do you know? Yeah. I saw that today in the news. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
A Panama City beach man called 911 and reported he was robbed of $100, only to admit later that he lied because he was afraid to tell his wife he spent the money. A man called 911 from a Boynton Beach payphone several times and complained he couldn't find his keys. An 18-year-old in Tampa called 911 looking for a ride.
Well, yeah, looking for a ride.
And perhaps the funniest emergency call of the year from Port St. Lucie. A woman calling 911 three times after McDonald's employees told her they were out of Chicken McNuggets.
That's right. I want my McNuggets.
A woman has told authorities she made bomb threats to Miami International Airport because she didn't want her boss to miss a flight. And the one story that actually got by us, let me give you this one because you will remember this one. A woman sitting on a toilet in Tampa dropped her gun, which discharged and shot a woman sitting in the other stall.
That's right, you remember that.
But the one that got by us was pretty surprised. We didn't, I never saw this one, was Bank of America in Tampa refused to cash a check for a man born without arms because he couldn't provide a thumbprint.
Oh, dude. That's messed up.
Sorry, sir. We can't help you.
You can't even find him.
Yeah, there's nothing we could do for you.
Dang, dude. That's so messed up.
That's awesome, isn't it?
That's harsh.
Well, it's been a while on this show, but we have got what we call 911 calls.
Yay.
And this first one, this first call is asking, it's kind of muffled, but he's asking for an exorcism specialist because he thinks there's something wrong with his
house?
Best friend.
Oh, my paramedics?
Yeah, it might sound weird, but it seems like a full-on like exorcism. She's like,
I'm sorry, say that?
As weird as it sounds, it's like, it feels like an exorcism. She's like, going nuts.
Is she mentally ill? Is she physically ill?
I don't know.
Okay, and how do you know this person?
She's a good, very good friend of mine. I've never seen her like this, ever.
Okay. Is she on any medication?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Okay, stay on the line. What's your name, sir?
My name is...
Thank you for your report. I'm transferring you to the fire department. One moment.
Wow. I need an exorcism.
Yeah. I've never seen her like this before.
Was she eating a salad?
A while back, we played a 911 call. It was just a clip of the guy that cut his finger.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just the one clip of him. I cut my finger real bad. Well, they've actually released the whole call. And come to find out, his name is Nick Paletus, and he actually starred in the Scooby-Doo movie that just recently came straight out to DVD, which was like the like how they all met in high school kind of whatever crap. Yeah. So it's actually him. I guess he's the guy that actually plays Shaggy in the movie.
Fire department, 97, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, the address is... Oh my gosh.
What's the phone number you're calling from? No problem, tell me exactly what happened.
I cut my finger open really bad on the table saw.
Okay, how old are you, sir?
I am 21 years old.
Okay. Any part of it come off? Did you cut off your...
I cut it lengthwise. It cut all the way down to the bone.
All the way down to the bone?
I have. I cut it lengthwise.
Okay, so there's no piece on the floor or anything like that right now?
I can barely hear you, sir. Hold on. I can barely hear you. Can you repeat that?
Okay, you haven't cut a piece of your finger off then, correct?
No, I haven't cut it off. I cut it lengthwise, but it cut it all the way down to the bone. I must have cut a half inch off my finger.
Okay, all right. Are you breathing normally?
Yes, I'm bleeding quite badly.
Okay, how about your breathing? Is it normal?
I'm trying to keep it as normal as possible, sir. It hurts
like
hell.
I understand. I just need to ask you, okay? I want you to get a dry, clean cloth or towel and hold pressure to the bleeding.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, don't let go. Just keep it. And you have it elevated?
Yes.
Okay,
as much as possible with the phone in my...
Okay, yeah, do the best you can. Keep a pressure on it with a dry, clean cloth or towel. Do not remove that towel. If it bleeds through, just place another one on top of that. Okay.
Okay.
So I need to confirm again that there's no piece on the ground, because if there was, I would give you special instructions. You didn't cut off a part of your finger, and it's not on the ground anywhere, correct?
No, I didn't. It's not a clean cut. It's a lengthwise rip, and it ripped half of my finger open.
Okay.
It's through the nail length. When you get here, you'll see
yes.
it.
I understand. I'm not the one actually going. I'm the dispatcher. That's why I need to ask, sir, okay? They're on the way. You need to, again, just follow my instructions. Try to keep yourself calm as possible. I understand it's hurting and all. Just keep pressure on it till we arrive, and don't eat or drink anything else till we get there. All right? Just try to keep yourself as comfortable as possible. Is anybody else home?
No, I'm the only one right now. My mom's on her way home, though, right now.
Okay, all right.
He's 21, my mom. And he did a Scooby-Doo movie.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome.
And he's living at home. What a punk. He deserves to cut his finger off.
Hi, my name is Chris Candler. Just cut my finger.
Don't get me started on that prick.
I'm living with my mom.
Now, this is actually pretty cool. A woman calls 911 when she sees two people break into her home through her webcam. She is set up at her house, and she's at work watching this happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hi. My name is Jean Thomas. I'm watching my home online monitor, and there's a black man in my house, and he's robbing it. Where are you calling from? I'm calling from
his
my
name
office,
is Big
and
Lance.
I have a live video monitor, and I just...
What city are you calling from, ma'am?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale at my work.
So you don't know him?
No, I don't. And he's in my house. I'm seeing him walking around my house. He's in my bedroom right now. Please get somebody there quick, ma'am. Oh, God, I can't believe this. Okay, where is he? Oh, he's still in there. He's walking next to my stereo. He's looking at my son's video games. He's plumaging through the house. Picked up something in his hand. Oh, he picked up a Wii video game.
This is crazy. I've got things in their hands.
Ma'am, it's okay. Officers are surrounding your house. They're not going to get away with anything.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
He's trying to connect.
Okay. The officers already apprehended two people.
Dang, dude.
That's pretty awesome, though.
That's a good idea.
It is.
Webcam your house.
I'll leave the webcam on here on the 44th floor and see what that wombat does when...
When we're not around? Yeah. I know he gets in here.
I'm sure he does.
I know he does.
And this next one is a...
taco plant?
But it's a handcuffed man. A lot of those came in last year. He's handcuffed and his ex by his ex-wife, and apparently she's biting him.
I remember this. We did this one.
Did we do this one? I need assistance right away.
What happened?
My wife has handcuffed me.
Yeah.
She's handcuffed me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wasn't sure if it was a new one.
She's handcuffed me. She's attacking me. I have not done anything to hurt her. She has a record of violence. Please
come. She has a record of violence.
Get out of here.
Okay, where is she, sir? Where is she now?
I'm holding her down so I can call you. Please send someone.
Is there any way that you can lock yourself in another room?
No, she's handcuffed herself to me. Please send police.
Okay, is she hurting you, sir? Do you need ambulance?
Is she hurting you? It sounds like he's in some fucking pain.
833.
I got that already, sir. What's her name?
Helen's son. She has a history of violence.
No, really?
Please.
Is there any drinking involved?
No.
Any drunk?
No.
And your name, sir?
My name is Robert Jabba.
Are there any weapons in the house?
I don't know, knives and such. I don't know what she got before she handcuffed me. There could be no... Ow! Ow!
What is she doing now, sir?
She's sticking her head out! She's bothering me! Are they almost here? I can't get to the door to open it.
Okay, is it locked?
The door's locked.
Okay. So they're going to have to break in?
Yes.
What started this, sir? Do you know? What started? Why did she do this?
Because I divorced her. I decided to leave her.
Because I divorced her. What did we talk about on that last show?
That's right.
If you break up or you divorce, get out.
Get the hell out of Dodge, dude.
Go. Get out.
Separation.
You need to out. So were you?
Separation.
So were you glad to see Scanlon? He's back
separation.
From vacation. He's back from vacation.
Yes, it was nice to see him. I missed him.
Did you really?
No. No. Yeah, he's back. I barely talked to him. Freaking Vikings made it into the playoffs.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they'll win.
No, but they got a good shot. They're a pretty good team. Though. I got to give them that.
Yeah.
But I'm Green Bay! Green Bay!
They did good.
They did good today.
They did.
But they went up against a lot of secondaries, though. So we'll see. We'll see how they do next week. Next week's going to be the kicker. Of course, I like the Cardinals, too. So either way, it's a win-win for me. But I would prefer Green Bay. But I like to see Warner in the Super Bowl and win it. That'd be cool, too. So
I was supposed to go, going back to New Year's, I was supposed to go shooting guns with Michael Johns.
Oh, sure.
He got sick.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
Yeah, I was kind of, that'd be fun, go shooting guns with Michael Johns.
Yeah, he really likes guns, this guy.
He does. So maybe we should invite him to the strip club on Thursday.
I think we should. I don't really want him there, though.
Well, we'll make him pay for everything.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's invite him down. I saw his wallet, he's got it to hundreds.
Yeah, always. He's always got money in there.
Yeah, so for all those big lances out there.
Yeah. Give us a call. We'll tell you where he lives.
Yeah. Got some news for me?
Not yet.
Oh. We're getting there. How about now?
No, we're getting there.
Oh.
This was funny.
Bell Hardware Warranty.
this guy is having some trouble with his laptop. So he calls Dell for technical support.
Oh, that'd be good.
My name is... How can I help you?
Well, my mom got one. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm having a problem. How about now? I got my phone on. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're breaking up a little bit, but...
This guy flips the fuck out.
Well, what I got is my mom's laptop here, and it won't turn off.
It won't turn off?
No.
Okay.
Since last week, if Windows is down, cannot turn it off, try to turn off the power, everything, it won't turn off.
All right. Can I get the service tag?
Jesus Christ, I just gave it to you people. All right. Express service code is 419. You got it?
I couldn't hear you very well. You're yelling very loud. 4-9, is that right?
Yeah, it's close enough. All I need to know is how do you turn this goddamn thing off? You know, your automated crap sucks, all right? And I think you suck, all right? Jesus Christ, how do you turn this fucking thing off? You understand that?
All right, well, I will just need to actually see what system you have here, so... I'm showing that you... Can I get the name on the account?
It's...
All right, and the phone number is purchased that.
Why do you need all this? All I need to know is how you turn the thing off!
I need to verify the owner of the system, sir.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the number is... 72.
All right. And can I get your name?
You know, all right.
My name is...
The guy never loses his cool.
I'm her son. God damn you.
God damn you.
Fucking goddamn people, I swear to God.
And your phone number?
My phone number is the same.
Okay, and your email address?
Why do you need that? You know you're upsetting the fuck out of me, alright? You fucking goddamn asshole. Look, goddamn it! The fucking thing will not shut off! You understand that? Since last night! And you got a goddamn battery problem as well, alright? What the hell the fuck is going on with this goddamn thing? I'm getting very upset about this. You know, I've spent about an hour trying to talk to you people on this freaking automated crap you got, and that's what's got me all fucking upset like this, alright? And if you didn't have all this automated crap on your goddamn phone system, then somebody would talk to a human. Do you know what a human is?
Yes, sir, I do. And I will...
You keep acting like a goddamn computer and keep asking me for these stupid questions when all I need to know is how do you shut this thing down? It says Windows is shutting down. It's been saying that since last night, all right? Now, how come it won't shut down?
Well,
how come
sometimes
I can't
it takes
shut
a while
it
for Windows to shut down.
Doesn't it rip the damn battery out of the back of it?
No, you definitely don't want to do that.
Well, what do I gotta do? Will you please tell me?
Yeah. All I need... So, do you not have an email address? That's all I need from you. Do you not have an email address?
I'm not gonna give it to you, alright? Let's put it that way, alright? Because I have nothing to do with this goddamn computer. All I want to know is how you shut it down before it causes a goddamn fucking fire. Will you fucking tell me?
Alright. So... So you shut the system off, you see the power button on it?
I've been pushing it for the past 3 fucking hours. It don't fucking do nothing.
Okay, hold down the power button for 10 seconds right now.
Well, Jesus Christ, you could have told me that. You know, you're not very freaking helpful. You know that? You're a fucking asshole. And you can put this in your fucking records, all right? If I had you right here, I'd fucking kick your fucking ass. You got me?
Some people, dude. This doesn't make no sense.
It
make no sense.
Just hold it down for 10 seconds.
Oh, you could turn that earlier.
Stop being an asshole.
If he had just stopped talking, like, that would have been like, that would have taken like 2 seconds.
Just stop being an asshole.
So ridiculous. The guy didn't do anything.
Well, before we do the news, we got to bring in our guest, Michael Johns.
Hey.
And we've also got Larry G. Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next week is porn convention time.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's truly, truly, truly Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to that more than Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I go every year. Aurora Snow is going to be coming back on the show. You'll get to meet her. You weren't here the last time she was on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Stewart wants to come back. I told him, like, Aurora Snow's going to come on the show next. He goes, I'll have to be there for that, mate.
He's not invited.
I'll have you call and tell him that he can't come on.
I will. Do it on the air.
Doing it right now. Listen, Martin.
Yeah.
Take you and your book.
Yeah. You and your Steve Perry book.
He actually looks like Dave Coverdale from Whitesnake on the cover of that book.
Steve Perry.
He doesn't look anything like Steve.
He looks
Perry.
Just like him.
But we are going to go inside the porn convention with some cameras and do some interviews and stuff. Sort of trying to do this DVD with some of the things we put on the old one that was never released. And a porn convention, of course, is a fun place to start. And the behind the scenes of Dino Mike's Meow remix song is completed. It is finished. Dino Mike is doing the artwork for the
Tacos.
DVD.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to send it off, and you guys will be able to order them probably in February. That's our goal.
We're going to do it. We're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen,
people. We're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen.
We are.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Michael Johns, and then we've got the news.
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
This bobcat, Debbie. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. A family drove their elderly neighbor to the doctor. Someone took 2 hours of their morning to help someone else find affordable child care near work. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better note-taking skills and study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. All this happened today. It'll happen tomorrow. It's happening here, there, right down the street. People are living united. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. We're realizing that the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, even their health. So do something. Any little something, as long as it's something. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Elmo. You know, the only place I feel like I can ever really get down is right here on the Crazy Jay Show.
cigarette. You look just like Sandy. Black leather tossing that cigarette. You're smoking Pall Malls and you drink your PBR. Love spells.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay here, Bat Mike, and Michael Johns. We're on the 44th floor. You have returned.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, man.
It's a pleasure. Did you say Bad Mike or Mad Mike?
Mad Mike.
Oh, I just said Bad Mike.
Well, either one works.
It
right?
does, doesn't
Badass?
It?
Badass.
What's up with the New Year's resolution? I saw you posted something about he was at the gym with a... What was that? What was
he
that
never,
about?
See, I can get away with saying stuff because he doesn't read Facebook.
Okay.
What was I doing?
I'll have to bring it up later. You're something about New Year's resolutions and working out at the gym and fooling people with a bottle of water, although it was just vodka. I post all kinds of things that Mad Mike supposedly said. Like,
okay.
Burritos are just sleeping bags for ground beef and beans.
Yeah. I laughed. That was funny. That was really funny. Sorry, I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to say those kind of things. I didn't realize he wasn't in the loop.
No, that's good. That's good. This helps make sure that you're completing me.
I'm paying attention to what's going on with the Rock and Comedy Show.
You pay more attention to what's going on with the show than Matt Bonner.
Than I do, yeah, basically.
I've got way more free time than he does. He's a young guy. He's out. I got a lot of free time.
But, you know, I go to your show, and then I have to hear, well, where's Mike? What the fuck, where's Mike?
Well, no, I didn't mean it that way. I just, you know, I just... You guys
like,
are kind of,
oh, you know, the show would be a lot better if Mike was
there.
I didn't mean it that way.
Life in the audience, right?
Didn't mean it that way. Not at all. It's always good to have you guys at the show.
So, did you get to race at the Pole Position event?
I did not. I was out of town, but I heard it was a good time. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. It just sucks that you were not there.
I know. I'm going to make the next one.
Do you
one,
like
though.
Strippers?
I love. Are you kidding me? I love strippers.
Well, Thursday we got...
What's going on with strippers?
Fun going on Thursday.
What's going on with strippers? Talk to me.
Oh, now he's interested.
You know I am.
Do you think that? If he was a dog, his ears just like hit the roof.
Yeah,
like
they did.
I love
strippers.
They're doing a porn night at the Velvet Lion, and we're getting comped in. Comp drinks, bringing in some guests of our own.
What is the Velvet Lion? Why do I know that?
A gentleman's club. It's relatively new, but I've been in it a couple of times now. Just go down and meet the management and stuff like that. It's very nice inside. I was actually really impressed. It's like one of those things where it looks like a closet, and then you get inside and it's like a fucking mansion.
Really?
And you're like, seriously? Like, how did you do that? Like, I don't know how you did that. It's crazy fucking magic.
Where
is it?
It
blows my mind. It is...
It's here in Vegas.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I think I just drove past. Isn't it on like Decatur or something?
It
or?
Is on Valley View.
Valley View
and Twain.
Valley View and Twain. Okay, I drove past that just the other day. That's why it was so familiar to me.
Yep.
Very cool. Hey, anytime I can be around half naked women who will pretend they like me, I'm all about it, man.
Sweet, dude.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
Thursday night.
What about
you have a show?
Women that pretend to like you.
That's good, too, but half-naked's better.
Half-naked is better.
Half-naked is better.
So Thursday, come on. Do you have a show on Thursday?
I am actually off until Friday.
Well, then.
I'll be there on Thursday.
That'll be awesome.
That'll be awesome.
I'll make the next event. I missed out on the last one. I'm not going to miss another one.
Cool.
Like this is an event. But, of course, whenever Mike and I plan something.
It's an event.
It's always going to be. Something eventual is going to happen.
I remember the party you guys had at that little club, that little
Jackson's?
Bar. Yeah, at Jackson's, man. That place was just jam-packed in there. You couldn't move. So it was a good time. So any of your listeners that are in Vegas, they need to come out to that. If you're in Southern California, you need to come out. I mean,
yeah,
it's not that it's not that far of a drive.
Pretty
right.
Close.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was a great
no
time.
No drive is too far for boobies.
right.
Or just, you know, rockin' comedy fun.
Or for the Michael Johns. Hypnosis Unleashed, that's Tropicana.
Hypnosis Unleashed, yeah, getting a lot of good hate mail lately. I heard you guys got some, too.
You
told me about that.
Great.
Well, I'll let you read it.
I can't read it on the air.
You should walk
you
around.
Can't, you can't read it.
She begged me not to read it.
When we go on break, you just had to come around and read it.
You know, I think...
I didn't get where I'm at by being told.
I
couldn't read something.
I was going to say, she asked you not to read it. Did she have your balls, too, or what? Yeah. Come on, this is crazy Jay we're talking to here.
I take the next best step and post it on the website.
I saw that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I
and
saw
if
it
she's
when
not
I was on the
listening to the show, how is she going to know you read it?
Yeah, she did say that she wasn't going to.
And if she says anything about you reading it, then we know she's fibbing.
Good point.
Right. So, yeah, her name is Evelyn Smith. I think she might have, like, put the group together that was at your show the other night.
Right.
I was
you mean Evelyn, Evelyn S. E. E. Smith. Evelyn S. E. Smith.
So she writes, "Let me just come out and say how disgusted I am at the Twisted Christmas Show Part 1. I won't even give Part 2 a chance. For weeks, Jay, you keep telling us to listen because it's the greatest show you will do all year. First off, I said it's the most popular and most offensive.
Not the greatest. Pick one for the greatest.
I've yet to do the greatest yet.
Yeah, right?
I'm saving that for serious.
It's always a work in progress.
A little warning about the material would have been a nice heads up. Well, before we came back into the studio every single time, the warning was like, the following show is for mature audiences only. That should be a fucking clue.
It should be a warning.
I was only in here like half the time. Yeah.
It should be a warning, but it's not.
I have put up with a lot of shit that you and Mike have talked about, but this show needs to be pulled from the archives and stored in your two fag asses.
Ouch.
Wow.
How does she know I could store a whole show in my ass?
Yeah, she met you?
Yeah, she met me.
If you need votes for Sirius, you won't get mine. I was appalled to hear about a woman who sleeps with homeless teenage boys and you all laughing about it. Then you have a preacher from the Church of Satan coming on during Christmas, and he sings a song about Jesus being a sand nigger. Who finds this funny?
Me.
Take a perfectly talented guy like Mad Mike and subject him to material. Why did he not just leave the room is beyond me.
I'm the innocent one.
Yeah, yeah, really. What? Are you the martyr now? Are you the guy?
If you guys were going for shock value, then you win. I hated it like I hate Howard Stern. Thank God he no longer does radio. He got what he deserves. Yeah, $500 million in cash and stock for Sirius and the FCC off his back.
Yeah, that poor bastard.
That poor bastard.
He's still hurting. You both should apologize on your next show to everyone.
Let them know
that next year's show will uphold the Christian name of Christ, and you won't play offensive Christmas music or have whores on and weird priests and people using offensive material like Mother Effer. Then to make it worse, you praise songs about your junk, which I'm assuming is one big penis joke. Then to make it okay, you bring Elvis in to sing songs like Blue Christmas. Now it feels like a Christmas show, you said, Jay. Why? Because he sang Blue Christmas? The whole show was very unlike Christmas. Everyone that was a part of that show should be ashamed of themselves. I am done with the rockin' comedy show.
So I really don't understand. So she has listened to you guys before.
Apparently,
yeah, because she said for weeks you've been saying. So she listened to the show before, and yet she was surprised that on Christmas it was a dirty, it was an adult.
And this is what's funny is we had been playing, like, obscene Christmas music since Halloween.
Right.
Since Halloween. So she's had a good month to work on to realize that it's going to be a little offensive.
Jennifer Smith is in the chat room right now, and she says that we should apologize to her. She doesn't want us to apologize to her. She wants us to apologize to everyone that listened.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I am so fucking sorry that you had to hear that.
I'm really sorry that you have no sense of humor and that the show was found offensive.
Look, I mean, it's understandable. I mean, no matter, even in your show, people get offended.
People get offended. I mean, and that's cool. You know, some people, I like to call them, you know, I always say I may not be your cup of tea. You seem like a Kool-Aid drinker anyway. Right. And you know, and it's okay. Some people don't like some of the material, and that's fine. You know, if you don't like it, that's cool. But you knew what you were listening to, or you knew what you were coming to for my show, or you should have known, because everything about it screams adult.
Right.
And you know, it's not like you try to pull any punches. It's not like you did a PG show for every show up until the Christmas show. Exactly. Am I correct?
Right. It's not like, it's not like, you know, Lord of the Rings to Lord of the G-Strings, you know. You know, we keep it just at one easy pace.
Yeah,
but I'm proud. 19 years I've done this show, and that's the coolest email I've ever gotten.
It was a pretty cool email, you know, and it was good that, you know, she can voice her opinion, and it's cool that you guys accept that. You know? I mean, a lot of people would be like, oh, you know, blah, 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 so on and so forth, but that's all right.
You know, yeah, and that's the thing is, it's honestly, she's like the salt to the pepper, and you need it.
Not everybody's going to like what you do, and that's, you know, I've learned that over the years. They have to like it, you know.
If there's one person out there that should like my show, it's Evelyn Smith.
I know, right? We made a show just for her.
The whole Christmas show was devoted to her, and she missed the whole tribute.
Yeah, I actually missed it, too. I'm going to have to go in the archives and listen to it.
Well, right under the email, I put, if anybody missed it, just...
Did you post it?
Yeah, it's right under
there. You know, I'm going to be honest. There are probably things that I'm going to find offensive, too, but I'm not going to write a letter about it. I'm just going to be like,
I doubt you'll find anything.
Oh, really? Okay.
There is a song called Jesus Was a Sand Nigger. It's pretty rough, dude.
That is a pretty rough song.
Is it? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to check it out because I'm an open-minded guy, and you know, hey, I'm gonna check that out.
That's good.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've all talked about everything we've had to talk about. I'll see you guys in a few months,
yeah.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
All right. We got that out.
Didn't you say you had somebody send you an email that heard you on our show, and where were they from?
I tried to get back with everybody that sent me emails and went to my website because it was really cool. And if I didn't get back to you and you're listening, I apologize. You just kind of fell through the cracks. But yeah, I got an email from one guy who's like in Norway or Helsinki or you know, someplace, you know, I couldn't find on a map. Yeah. Someplace
I could. The Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah. Really?
Well, the Rock of there's only one rock there. Not a lot of room for more people.
It's the size of the rock.
So yeah, I mean, I got a lot of emails from it, and they're all positive. I mean, you got some really loyal fans. You really do, and you guys are getting what 100,000+ downloads a week now.
About
would be nice.
Yeah, weekly we're probably. I want to average about three to four thousand a week.
Weekly? No, way more than that.
Yeah,
we're hitting close to anywhere. We're hitting anywhere from like 15,000 to 20,000 a week.
Wow,
a week, because we're averaging about 60,000 to 80,000 a month.
We've had 3 weeks off, and even before we did this show tonight, we were at 8,000. And that was old, and that's just them listening to
that's old stuff.
Old stuff, yeah.
That's great, man. That's great. So yeah,
Sirius was like, we won't even consider it until you get at least 500,000 downloads. We almost did 600,000 for the year.
So. Good for you, man. That's exciting.
Now I heard that you're running a new special for your show.
What special is that?
For every ticket you buy, you get a free medium nacho.
Yeah, I wish that was the case. No? I wish we could. What we're gonna do is we're gonna throw in 30% more dick jokes.
Nice.
30% more nasty stuff per joke. The jokes are 30% nastier. How about that?
30% nastier. Tonight.
30% nastier.
Sunday. Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah. But you actually moved into the Bobby Slayton room.
Moved into the old Comedy Stop / Bobby Slayton room. Moved into that room. Things have been going good for us. You know, we miss Bobby at the Tropicana. We really do.
You're the only one who does. Yeah.
I love Bobby Slayton. I really do, man.
We went to Bobby's house. Yeah, cool. We filmed this music video with a friend of ours. He asked us to be in it.
Yeah.
So we did this whole behind the scenes, like almost made it like a reality show. Filmed everything. And then Bobby invited us to his house. And this guy cannot live in this house. This house is so beyond Bobby Slayton.
Yeah, dude.
You know, and we filmed it, and there's some really good stuff that we're hoping that we can put.
We're going to try to salvage if we can. It's got a little corrupted.
Yeah.
In this DVD that we want to make, we went through his house and sort of decided that we wanted to do like a Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous kind of thing, where it'd be like, over here is this $18 million swimming pool.
Right.
I mean, his swimming pool literally overlooks Van Nuys. I mean, you can just see it. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Bobby's a brilliant comedian. I mean, anybody in the comedy circles knows who Bobby is, and just a brilliant entertainer. I mean, just wonderful at what he does.
We are going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know how to prevent such tragedies from happening. Talk to your kids. Explain to them the dangers of weapons at school. And tell them that if they see a student with a weapon or even hear someone talking about having one, they need to report it immediately. Tell them if something doesn't look right or seem right to you, speak up. Get to know who your child is spending time with and where they are at all times. If you notice that your child has sudden mood or behavior changes, or seems to always be angry or sad, talk to a teacher, administrator, or medical professional. Be a role model for them and settle your own conflicts without resorting to violence. School should be a safe place for our children. We all need to work together to keep it that way. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more on how to keep our children safe. That's ncpc.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
The Rockin' Comedy Show? Am I on the Rockin' Comedy Show?
That is correct.
Yeah, well, okay, man. I was wondering where the hell I was, you know.
So you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I'm listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm going to be on the Rockin' Comedy Show, so you better be listening. I love you all!
Catch a bunch of fish and shoot a bunch of ducks. It's alright to be a redneck. Chase around the girls on Friday night. You wanna make them feel alright? It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright to be a redneck. It's alright to be a redneck. It's alright to work hard in the sun all day. Drink a couple beers after baling hay. It's good to be a redneck. Drive by Ernie's for some barbecue. Showing off your brand new boots. It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright to be a redneck. The kids are gonna cry and the chicken's gonna fry. You know it. Your car won't run so your cousin's coming by. It's alright to be a redneck. It's alright to have a girl named Thelma Lou. Don't mind a little kiss when you got a little chew. Party on the road by the light of the moon. Dancing to a country tune. It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright to be a redneck. It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright to be a redneck. Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright.
It's just right.
It's alright.
It's alright to be a redneck. Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright to be a redneck now.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Joining us finally, he apparently walked up to the 44th floor.
Yeah.
It's Larry G. Jones.
I like
it. Hi, how you doing?
I like your shirt.
It's bluish.
Yeah, it's very shirt-like.
Yes.
That's nice.
There's something different about you.
Yes.
There's like you're carrying some extra weight now.
Yeah, I got this heavy ring on my finger.
Yeah, you got married.
Oh, nice. I thought maybe you'd just reach that point in your age where you're just wearing Depends everywhere you go.
That's the other weight.
That's the other weight.
I meant to change it before I came in, but sorry. Yeah. Sorry for the smell.
So you're wearing Gibraltar in your pants.
Just recently happened, just a couple of days ago.
Yes. New Year's Eve.
Where'd you get married at?
At the Vegas Chapel.
Don't lie to me, Larry.
Yeah, Vegas Chapel.
Where's the Vegas Chapel?
That's all they call it, is Vegas Chapel. It's 3rd Street and Bonneville.
Okay.
Right across from the courthouse there.
You can get married on the Strip.
Did you say right across from the courthouse?
On New Year's Eve on the Strip? I don't think so.
Come on, Larry. She's worth it.
Like how he doesn't say yes, he just giggles.
You will never have an excuse to miss that anniversary.
Yeah.
Right.
You will never have a reason to miss that anniversary.
Right.
That's good thinking.
I get married on Halloween.
Did you say it was 3rd and Bonneville across from the whorehouse?
The courthouse.
Courthouse.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were again just having some wedding favors after that. After everything was done. Nice reception. Ding.
So have you guys ever worked together? Has like you ever hypnotized him to, you know, make him think that his voices are really funny?
I think this is maybe only the second or third time Larry and I've actually met. We met years ago and just haven't talked in quite a while. So it's good to see him again. Good to have you.
Yeah, that's a big lie, but it's still nice.
I'm playing the diplomat here. I'm playing the ambassador.
I'm very unsusceptible to hypnosis.
Yeah. It doesn't work. Apparently, here's the thing about the show the other night. Were there quite a few people that were on stage that just weren't going under, or they were coming out of it?
You know, out of all those people that I had on stage, I had three good ones. I mean, I had three good ones.
Were the others out, or were they just coming in and out?
They just sucked, man.
It just didn't seem like
they just sucked, dude. I had to work with what I had, you know? I mean, yeah. It just, those people were.
And let me tell you how he was working. This guy had sweat, like, just trying to get people to applaud.
Jeez.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going to see Larry G. Jones.
Oh, man. You know what? And I remember seeing your show, dude. It was hilarious. The show was very funny.
Are you talking to me or Larry?
Actually, both of you.
Oh, okay.
When I went and saw...
He's not talking to me.
Yeah, don't single either one of us out.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
He's not talking to me.
Well, no, but actually, you do bring up a good point. When I went and saw your show, you actually hypnotized one of my friends. He was insanely drunk, but and he also hypnotized his girlfriend, and she didn't remember anything.
Some people do, some people don't. You know, it's different. You know, when you do what I do, you have to work with what you get on stage, and some nights it's great, and other nights you're just trying to pull teeth, you know. Like I say, a retarded monkey could do my job. I've proven that, but you can't do it without good people on stage.
Mike, when did you go up on stage?
Yeah, I know, right?
When did this happen?
I think that would be funny to have him on stage.
So. I remember when I went and saw Larry G. Jones, I'd already seen Clint Holmes. You know, I've heard Danny Gans on the YouTube. I didn't get a chance to actually see his show. I heard he sucks now. But,
wow. It's a quiet show.
Definitely gonna be
wow.
For me. Yeah, definitely going to be for me. But your show was very, very impressive. It was funny. You had a great audience. And it was entertaining from, like, the beginning to end. And it didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? And
non-stop.
That, I think, was it did stop, thank God, towards the end. But, no, it was a really
thank God.
It was a really, really good show. And I think it's like the shows that are like that caliber that somehow manage to get missed. Like your guys' show, there's no giant monikers, they're not Cirque du Soleil, so people don't even consider them as a show. Like we're like, oh yeah, Hypnosis Unleashed over at Tropicana. Oh, go see Larry G. Jones Sunday, you know, over at the Royal Lords Grand Coliseum. They wouldn't even be. Oh no, it's like you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I haven't heard of that. Well, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah,
where's that at?
Yeah,
where's that?
Do they do flips?
Yeah, you get that. You get that a lot, don't you? Being in one of the venues like we're in, without the $100 million a year advertising budget.
Yes,
do they
literally $100 million.
Bend over and sniff their own crotch. What? No, come on now.
No, yeah.
Not every show is about that. There are eight places in town. When are you gonna have enough people?
They sniff your crotch.
Yeah.
They walk into Larry's show.
Actually, he gets people to sniff their own crotch.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever it takes to sell a ticket, man. If I got to sniff somebody's crotch, I'll do it.
It's on.
I'm not proud.
He was actually doing that in the Tropicana the other night. I was like, what's he doing?
Right?
You're going to be there, right? No.
I'm not doing it if you're not coming.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Bullshit, man. No, we don't have free nachos tonight.
And fuck Mad Mike for telling people I can get nachos.
That's actually a great promotion, though. I'm gonna seriously consider that.
It would be nachos. We're still in the like where the Sopranos supper do.
Yeah, down there. Yeah, because yeah,
then they
the
have
kitchen's
the,
right
the deli
there.
There that could do the nachos.
We could do the nachos. Now
I would say you should do for each ticket you get a free medium nacho. That could be like a special. That'd be good. And if you get like VIP, you get it like with chili. That'd be cool, right?
So kind of an upgrade. Yeah,
it's an upgrade.
You can't even get free drinks at the show. They close the
right.
bar.
Yeah,
they close the bar.
Yeah, there's no bar at his show.
There's no bar at your show?
No, yeah, they closed it down.
It's horrible.
There's a bar down the hall.
Right.
You go down. There's a restaurant like down the hall, and he has a bar. But yeah, there was a bar right in front of the showroom, and they closed it. They doubled his rent, tripled his rent, and he said, "Okay, bye."
I don't know if you've seen Larry's show, but it's good to have a drink. No.
Well,
what a crowd!
Only you get through the first 15 minutes. Oh, yeah. Kidding. We love Ryan. He was on the show recently.
Hey, I just put some new videos on YouTube.
Anything sexy?
The most fun one is the Tiger Woods dedication to his wife, and it's to the tune of "Run Around Sue."
Oh, nice!
Can you do? Do you Tiger Woods' voice?
Well, I don't do it. It's not his voice.
What
does
it sound like?
The
white
guy? The original voice. It's Dion and the Belmonts, number one, 1963. That's what 20 years before you were born.
At least. Yeah, I was not even a sperm yet. I don't think I wasn't even a conceived protein at the time.
Nice.
That was going on, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look up Tiger Woods Run Around Sue on YouTube. Also put up a YouTube, what else is up there? The Phantom of the Opera, when he's got to pee so bad. That's up there. And then and then the Neil Diamond, and then also the Jersey Boys tribute. Just launched those.
You get a Jersey Boys tribute.
In my show, yeah.
So you've got a tribute of a tribute show.
Yes.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I do a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah.
That is great.
I do a whole Rat Pack bit.
That's right.
Yeah. I do a tribute to the Rat Pack show. I do eat Frank, Sammy, and Dean. I do all three of them.
Really?
So it's just one guy doing, yeah.
I'll have to check that out. No, my point was, the Jersey Boys is a tribute to whoever those guys were, right?
Right. The Frankie Valli. Right.
A tribute to the tribute.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
That's kind of what's. That's cool.
That's yeah.
Awesome.
That is really cool. Mike, you need to take that? I mean, are we keeping you from.
No, it's not important.
Are we keeping you from anything?
It's Evelyn
Smith. It's Evelyn
Smith. It's East Smith.
I heard there was pizza.
East Smith.
Where's the pizza?
Yeah, where's the pizza, Jay?
You're late.
You said there was pizza.
Yeah, I was late.
What?
Where's pizza? You said there was pizza.
What, are you gonna
eat it on
the air?
I'm looking for pizza.
You said you weren't even hungry, so shut up.
Hold on. My phone's ringing. Hello? Yeah, no, there's no pizza here, dude. Just turn around and go back. Okay. Bye. See? Look, somebody else is looking for pizza. Where's the pizza? Where is it, Jay?
It's at the pizza store.
Don't make me check your
pocket. That's where it is.
It's at Domino's.
It's at Domino's? Son of a bee. Doesn't that look like, what's the name? Steve Perry?
No, it doesn't look like Steve Perry.
It's like Rod Stewart.
I was going to say, it looks a little bit like a young Rod Stewart.
What?
Oh, yes, it's a Rod Stewart in person.
Have
oh, is that what it is?
The one that you do the
karaoke.
Over at Tropicana.
Or is the Japanese say karaoke?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. He did this where?
Kakamine.
Well, he had a show over at the Tropicana. He would do like a live band, and he would interview him like a talk show before they got him singing. And now he's in Rockstar the Tribute as Rod Stewart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, a good. You do Rod Stewart too, don't you?
Yeah.
I love Rod Stewart, man.
Yeah. He's kind of painful, though.
Michael Johns just loves Rod.
Totally heterosexual kind of way.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Michael Johns loves Rod.
Ouch. Ouch.
Where's that show at, that Rockstar? They moved again.
It's at the Riviera.
What?
It won't be there long.
It's at the Riviera now, yeah.
Oh, that was the one that was at Crave right after Jonathan, right?
At Crave. And then it was at V for a minute.
Literally, like one.
Like for 1 minute, 2 days or something. And
I think when
the Riviera.
Jay White left the Riviera, they were like, hey, let's move in there.
Yeah. Nothing can live at the Riviera.
Where's
Jay
White now?
He's done.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
He didn't want to redo his contract.
The Riviera is where shows go to die.
He was doing it. He had a pretty good following, though, didn't he?
2,000 shows.
Yeah, he did really well there, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's
working
to the rule.
He's working on another. He left before he died.
Yeah.
He's working on a project, like a Broadway show, using the music of Neil Diamond, that I guess Neil Diamond approved.
Wow.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That was a big obstacle.
Good for him.
And he had some big producers in Broadway he went and met with that were very interested in it.
They're planning on doing it here
you
now.
You can't lose with his music.
Oh,
you
should get Cirque involved.
Cirque du Soleil, Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Cirque du Diamond.
Yeah.
Since the Elvis one's coming.
I'm not going to say anything bad about Cirque because I heard they like to sue people. So I can't. Yeah. I cannot afford another lawsuit.
I heard the new show sucks, by the way.
The new
Viva
Elvis?
Yeah.
Really, you heard it sucks?
His name is Larry G. Jones.
I heard it was looking...
press lawsuit.
It's just rumor.
It's an opinion.
It's an opinion, that's right. I'm...
Really, you heard it?
We haven't
no
seen
bueno.
It, so we can't say if it does or not.
I heard it was looking a lot like Chris Angel's Believe.
Ooh.
I don't think anything could look that bad.
Right. Well, apparently this does.
I heard... I saw it was on the article somebody
you know
sent
what makes
me.
The Chris Angel show better? If he wasn't in it.
Oh, it looks really good on Sundays and Mondays.
He's got some
dark.
Sort of...
Oh, those are dark days? Yeah. Everybody wants the dog on Chris Angel. He's nailed Holly Madison. I haven't. He's got a Lamborghini.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Anymore.
Well, something about him gay bashing in the thing.
Perez Hilton was in his show, and he
got... No, that was not it. It was that he does something where he's got a secret word that somebody writes on an envelope at the beginning of the show.
Right.
And at the end of the show, he reveals it, and the show, the word of the day was faggot.
I don't believe that because that's a plant at the start of that show. Because it's always the same word. I've seen that show four times.
Oh, really? So always the
oh,
same
no
word?
Way.
It's always the same word. It's
really?
It's cat.
Okay.
Cat
that's some
faggot?
Big article.
And the lady that he picks in the audience works in his show.
Now, what was the deal, though? Him and Perez had a deal about that cat, though, wasn't it? Like, didn't somebody take Perez Hilton's cat or somebody took Chris Angel's cat and they wouldn't give it back?
Yeah.
And that was like, wasn't that Perez Hilton? I mean, I don't know, but
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Perez is not the guy I'd want pissed off at me. That guy's,
no.
You know,
he's brutal.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's very catty.
He'll out you whether you're gay or not.
Right?
Yeah, he'll out you whether you're gay.
That's right.
You don't want to damage him.
No.
Jennifer Smith, who's in the chat room now, says she just saw Larry G. Jones doing the Neil Diamond tribute on YouTube.
Oh, yay.
But obviously, she's not paying attention enough to listen to the new ones that you posted.
That's new, too, though.
You do a new Neil Diamond.
She should listen to the Tiger Woods.
Yeah, listen to Tiger Woods, Jennifer, and get back to us. She says, can't find them right away.
Click on more from Man of 1,002 Voices.
Yeah.
It's all, they're them. All in the channel.
Get it done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
So
you not bear, redneck.
This is the thing with that Viva Elvis. Not only, it's been out for like a couple weeks now. A
few weeks.
Not only did they not give us any information on the show, it's right next door to the Monte Carlo. We don't know their prices. You can't order them online. You can't order them by the phone. If you are here in town, you're pretty much fucked. You have to go right to Aria. It's the only way to get tickets. That's
really?
What they've told us.
This is the guy who works at Vegas.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously. They're not in our system, not nothing.
Really?
Yeah. No
wow.
joke. That's how awesome that show is.
Vegas.com. Well, they sold 2 tickets for me in the last 3 months.
Woo.
Has anybody been to the Aria yet?
No, I haven't. I know. I got to go over there.
I haven't been over there.
I heard it's pretty cool.
Is it?
I heard the whole
I went and checked it out. It was a little crowded when I was there, but it's cool. It's a nice layout.
Yeah. I mean, how is it different than any other hotel in town? I guess that's what I'm asking.
It's newer.
It's newer.
It's newer.
It's a new thing.
Everything's real upscale. Yeah.
It's a nice
you
carpet.
Know, what's
a
really
carpet. Nice carpet.
It's like if you thought the shops at the Venetian were pricey, you know. Yeah, go over there and you know. Bring your other wallets.
I'll tell you what, the shop's anywhere pricey for me right now, man. I'm doing a show in Vegas, so.
Yeah, hello. News
it's rough right now.
It's pretty rough. But what do you guys, I mean, what are your plans? I mean, are you planning on sticking at the Royal Resort? Are you going to,
Well, I'm going on tour for 3 weeks in Florida for the next 3 weeks, leaving Thursday.
Port St. Lucie on your
list. Be back in February.
Do they know you're coming?
Yeah, they do. They do.
He's just going to, he's going to do voices.
I say, well, there's no money in Vegas. I'm heading out of town for a little bit.
He's going to hold up a sign in the traffic, and when the traffic stops, I'll do voice for money.
I'll do a voice for a quarter. I've always thought about that, going downtown. I'll hypnotize you for a quarter. Hypnotize you for a quarter.
And then get $1.25.
And a quarter to unhypnotize you.
There you go.
I was thinking to do a new Sammy thing. I was recording some Sammy songs, and the song, I Gotta Be Me. It's like, I gotta be me, I've got to go pee.
There you go.
Very
you
nice.
Should do it.
Very nice.
The dog agrees.
Yeah, Charlie liked it too.
Charlie wants to come in here.
He does, he likes you.
Charlie's a good dog. I love dogs.
Dog guy.
Again, in a totally.
He's looking at the door like it's going to open.
Like, well, he's like, can he get it open? Does he know how to open the door? I don't know.
He has no thumbs.
I don't know, Jerry. He doesn't have thumbs?
Not yet. Anyway.
Smart dog. He's working on it.
He'll figure it out.
He's down in his little mad scientist room working on trying to get thumbs.
He's down in the lab.
Yeah. They don't realize if they work together as a team, they might be able to open the door.
Yeah. Him and the wombat.
Yeah. I said that the other day. He made a huge mess in the house, and I said, you know, I'm fucked the day you get thumbs. Because you can open shit then, but you can't open now.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they'll figure out a way.
Yeah. If he wants it bad enough, he'll get in there.
So where are you going on tour, Larry?
It's the seniors community tour. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
The blue haired tour, they call it. Yeah. 14 dates in 3 weeks.
I'll
make more money. I'll make more money in that 3 weeks than I did all of last year. It's all good. Yeah. It's all
He's
going
to come back smelling like Fix-A-Dent.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Afterwards, I'm going to be doing denture counseling.
just have the heads up that when you go to Florida, the older people there are losing their fucking minds. We report that shit right here on the show.
Losing their minds.
Losing their minds. Here's just an example of somebody in Florida.
These are all stories from Florida.
From Florida. A naked 91-year-old Lake Worth man held a 26-year-old burglar at gunpoint until police arrived.
What's wrong with that?
He's 91, and he's naked.
Yeah.
That's scary enough. You don't need a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Here's another good one of a...
The guy couldn't tell if it was beef jerky hanging out of his pants or...
You guys wanted it. You didn't know what
Where's E. Smith when we need her? E. Smith.
E. Smith. Paging E. Smith.
Paging E. Smith.
Aisle 5.
The Fort Myers Beach Town manager was fired after the town council learned that he married a porn star. The Brooksville City Council voted to require city employees to wear underwear, which a 55-year-old Tallahassee man, often seen riding a bicycle in a thong, was arrested for indecent exposure.
Back to the porn star. What porn star did he marry?
It didn't.
Doesn't say?
It wasn't really. Apparently to them, that's irrelevant.
I think we need to do a little bit of research.
I know.
I mean, you know.
What porn star loses?
What doesn't matter to them matters to us, I think.
I
mean,
I was at the courthouse the other day. We're getting the wedding license, right? And my wife looked around. My soon-to-be wife looked around, and she said, "It's Cougar Town in here." And I looked around. It's like, and the people behind us. It was like strange grandma and guy who's 20. It was It was really freaky.
Welcome to Vegas.
Yeah, it's all nice. Kinds
She's
of weird.
She's got money, and he won.
Nice sugar mama.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was even just. I think she was scary looking. It's like,
man, dude. Man. She wanted someone to massage that pig fat.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Cougar Town.
She's found the Tiger Woods. I can actually, we can actually upload it here on the webcam and play it for people.
That'd be great, sure. Yeah.
So we'll take a break and I'll put it up and we'll be back right after this.
Word.
Paul McCartney, on behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I've had trouble with Angel trying to finish high school. He's always struggled through even elementary. It would be frustrating because sometimes I would talk to him and he wouldn't even turn around and look at me. I would ask him, "So you're going to school today, right?" He would say, "Yeah." And then later during the day, I would get a phone call saying he wasn't in class. He dropped out for a whole month. There's a time that I just gave up. I just decided, you know what, I don't know what to do with you. I mean, I pretty much have done everything to try to get you back to school. You know, you feel that maybe you're not a good parent, or maybe you don't know how to fix the problem. I really didn't have many people to look to but myself. Now I think that it's gotten a lot better. Now I at least have hope that he'll finish high school. I can't give up. He's still my son, you know. I can't give up.
Give your teen the boost they need to graduate. Call 1-877-4A-KID or join us at boostup.org for tips and advice. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair. There's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is Dick Price. I just wanted to say, hey, you are listening to El Show de Crazy J. Oh, oh,
baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. And the girls are saying, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. And the shoulder name, yeah. She got the way to move me, Terry.
She got the way to move me.
Terry, baby. All right. Girl, I can't stay alone. We got things we gotta catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey! Alright. Ain't got no right, no, you don't. Won't need bright lights, no, it won't. When I'm hanging on like me, yeah, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
Comedy show doing his dead-on impression of Neil Diamond, and my favorite Neil Diamond song of all time is Cherry. They are in the studio. We've got Larry G. Jones and Michael Johns. We're going to get back to them here in just a little bit, but right now, here's a request. They wanted to hear some Weird Al.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that Even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise. Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise a barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? When I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little Amish wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most of our lives.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. Cause nice and easy does it every time. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush wouldn't be a crime. Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man said one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back. Larry G. Jones is here. Mad Mike, he wanted to be on camera, so he moved.
Yeah, the Michael and Michael, it works for the most part. John's, no, but it's all right, whatever. I could be.
Larry, Michael, Michael.
I could be you, but I need like an Ed Hardy. Like.
Dude, you know what? This is honest to God. It's the only thing I have that like has heat.
Oh,
keep me warm. I would,
I would not be caught wearing this thing in public.
Yeah, you make a lot of references in your show.
I do, man, and quite frankly, I'm not a big enough douche to wear this. I'm 40 years old. I'm 40 years old. I should not be wearing anything with that Hardy on it.
You know they even make water? Ed Hardy makes water?
Really?
Yeah, you can buy Ed Hardy water.
I think it's just douchebag sweat.
Dude, that's got to be what it is, dude.
Sweat. That's all I think it is.
That's funny.
What's his name? John Gosselin. He used to wear a lot of Ed Hardy, and then he came up with his own clothing line. But when I was still working at the Monte Carlo, these girls were like, we went to
Shibuya,
and he bought our dinner last night. I go, who? She goes, John Gosselin. And she goes, isn't that cool? I go, what, that a douchebag buy you dinner?
Crazy.
I'll
douche.
Buy you dinner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm a bigger douchebag than he is.
Yeah,
I'll buy you dinner.
Who cares about that guy? I go, he's famous for what? Being a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Having, what, 8 kids, right?
Some people don't care. They
just... anybody famous ever bought you lunch? Yes.
Yeah. I'll go, you know what? I'll even do you one more. Not only will I be a douchebag, you can buy anything from that dollar menu. Anything you want.
I love the McDonald's commercial, you know, but for Christmas, it was like, the 99 cent menu, the 99 cent gift cards for all your marginal friends.
Yeah.
That's so great.
That's awesome.
For all your friends that just don't matter.
For the guy you played golf with once.
You got one of those cards, but for Carl's Jr.
For your coworkers.
I did. I used it.
And how much was on there?
$10.
Nice.
Yes.
They give him this card, right?
Yeah.
You don't know the amount that's on there.
Yeah, I don't. I can't cook to save my life. Literally, like, it's just not going to happen. I've already burnt off both my eyebrows. I lost all the hair on both of my forearms. Like, cooking's just right out. So they know me at Carl's Jr.
He died boiling water.
Yeah. And the lady gave me a gift card. I was like, oh, cool. She's like, you won't know how much is on it until you use it.
Okay, that's not cool, though.
I know. Right?
What if I want to supersize and I ain't got any cash on me?
It gets even better. Well, on the back, it says the amount that it could possibly be. The amounts were so ridiculous. $1, $3, $5, $10, and then $100. What are you going to do with a $1 gift card to Carl's Jr.?
They don't even have a value menu at Carl's Jr.
Really?
But, no, like, people, that doesn't even buy your sauce, okay? Like,
they don't even have a value menu?
No, they don't.
Ever.
And their $6 burger is not even $6.
It's
let that
like,
cool you,
yeah. Yeah, it's like $7.38. Like,
how does that work?
Yeah.
He knows the tax,
too. What is good at Carl's Jr.? I've never been to a Carl's Jr.
Barbecue chicken.
Some of my...
that's what I like.
Nobody I like the big Carl.
The big Carl? Okay.
Yeah. Sandwich. Not big Carl.
Not the guy that worked there. Yeah. Not the guy that's making the burger.
That's really good. I like their... They got this good mozzarella. No, that's not what it's called. Yep, that is what it's called. No, that's what it is. What is it?
The big mozzarella. The breakfast melt with the sourdough.
Oh, that's really good.
That's a good.
That's really good. It's like a chicken parmesan. That's what I'm thinking of. Mm.
Oh,
chicken parmesan.
Ooh.
Chicken parmesan sandwich.
I like
that. Sandwich.
I like that.
It's
I had that
real
for dinner
good.
Last night, but it's actually an Italian restaurant.
I had it actually a couple. I did it.
Carl's Jr.
Did you have a gift card?
I did not.
Did not have a gift card.
I had it a couple nights ago, but I had it from a personal chef. You may have heard of her, Stouffer's.
Stouffer's.
Yeah.
Mrs. Stouffer's.
Yeah. She's got some skills.
He visits his house a lot, too.
He comes by on occasion. He drops by. Yeah. Him and Mr. Kraft comes by and makes some mac and cheese for me.
Right.
That's nice of him. Very nice of him. I actually almost burnt down my house trying to cook Easy Mac in the microwave. Apparently, you need water. Like, what's that all about, right? I think the shit could just cook itself.
It's listed on, it's not quite as easy as it says.
No, dude. That's fucking bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's listed on what you need to
Well, you know what it smells like when it's been in the microwave for 3 minutes and it's coming out all charred black? Dude, like it is the worst acrid chemical smell I've ever smelled in my life. Dude, the whole house was, like, covered in soot. And, like, chemical smell. It was gross.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I don't cook.
Yeah. Sounds like my butt crack.
Yeah. Does your wife cook?
Yes. Very good cook.
Oh.
Good?
Yes.
Or
she just cooks?
Excellent cook.
Goes through the motions?
No.
She's a good cook, huh?
Yeah.
Does she like to cook? That's important.
Yes, she loves to do it, too. Yeah.
No, we said cook.
I told her, I said, don't
go
away.
Yeah.
We're talking about cooking, Larry.
Oh, that, too. Oh, food. Oh,
oh food. Yeah, food.
Oh, yeah, but... Oh, yeah.
Very good. So, Michael Johns, you got the show now. You're in the Bobby Slayton showroom.
It's actually the Hypnosis Unleashed showroom.
Well, on this show, it's always...
Oh, you moved up there. The Bobby Slayton showroom.
It'll be my showroom.
I didn't know that you moved up there. It's upstairs now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We got moved into that room. It's been a good little room for us.
Yeah. Nice.
Does it hold more people?
Now you can move your little show down into where his was. That's the Sopranos, you know.
Hey.
Is that a bigger showroom?
At least somebody had heard of it.
What's that?
At least somebody will have heard of it, as they've never heard of the Royal. They've heard of Tropicana, though, so that's good.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's the Royal Resort. There's nothing resort about it. It's like hotel rooms. There's nothing there.
I know.
It's like literally
they don't even
like
have a casino.
They don't.
No casino.
I don't know. I've never been.
So no, we're telling you.
Telling you right now.
You look at me like you want verification. I'm like, I don't know.
No, we're just telling you. We're upset.
Yeah.
They have about 20 people.
Things need to change.
They have about 20 people a day that stay there. That's about their occupancy, 20 people a day.
20 people.
And how many of them require oxygen?
Like $49 or something.
People that require oxygen don't stay anywhere unless
like double what Imperial Palace charges these days.
See, yeah, oh god. At least not the El Cortez.
I love the old people that are on oxygen and they're smoking and they're gambling.
If I ever open up a casino, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a slot machine, built-in oxygen machine, like leave to the. Then I'll like that one, just move over to the next one. And then you know what? It should have like a built-in like cigarette dispenser too. And you just do it like all day, never sleep.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
The slot machine should just have like the face mask attached to it.
It'll lean into it. Yeah.
The handle.
They don't even need to like relax their head. Just lay on it. And just do it.
Some of them, you know, trick them, put some helium in there.
Oh, there you go. Oh, it says that this machine's not working. I'm pushing the button.
Pretty good
voices.
Pretty good.
Thanks.
Good.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, that'd be good.
That's a good voice, man. That's
yeah,
a good voice.
That's a good voice.
I get chicks with that one.
That's what he normally sounds
yeah.
like.
That's
yeah.
what he normally sounds like.
Yeah, that was my chick voice. Trouble rapping?
So I bet your showroom fills when the porn convention's in town.
Oh, yeah. They love Larry G. Jones.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. You weren't there. It's your own show, and they were there.
To this town?
Yeah.
Good save. Good save.
I'll be out of town while that happens.
You ever been there?
Oh, so you'll miss out on CES, too.
Yeah, I had tickets for that.
Did you?
Yeah.
But you're not going?
Well, I'll be out of town.
We look a lot alike, right?
I'll be schmoozing with the blue hairs.
With the blue hairs.
Seems to me like there's a couple tickets that aren't going to be used for CES.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with that?
Let's all look at Larry.
Is a raffle?
If
let's all look at Larry. Let's all look at him.
I can find it. Yeah.
Hello, Larry.
Yeah, it's an email thing. I can forward it to you.
Hi, Larry.
Subtle thing. I'm just trying to drop subtle.
I'm selling the tickets. Sure.
You look nice.
Absolutely.
Well played, sir.
Well played.
Nice.
You know,
a lot of porn stars come in for the.
I don't know. Quite frankly, I've never really paid attention, and I'm hoping so. Hope we get a lot of porn stars because porn equals hope.
We'll bring in a
porn
couple.
Equals
we can
hope.
We can
That's
bring
my
in
new
a couple of your shows, like Aurora Snow.
I would love that. Porn equals hope. That's the new Michael.
You should run for mayor. That could be your slogan.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. It's like, you know, I used to date a girl, and she used to get mad because I watched porn. And I was thinking, she didn't really understand.
You only did that like one time, or what?
It wasn't because I watched porn because I thought they were better than her. It's just somewhere there's a hot chick that, if the money was right, is willing to fuck me.
Yeah.
And that's what women don't understand about porn. It's like, it's hope. It's
You're like,
really,
wow, dude.
It's not a degrading thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a degrading thing.
If that mustached monster can get it, so can I. Yeah.
I had a friend that once said, for every hot chick there is, there's some guy that's tired of banging her.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Wow, what's the problem with that?
I know, right?
Dude.
I'm sure she gets to be annoying just like all the others.
Well, it's like that old saying, no matter how good looking she is, somebody somewhere is tired of her shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I don't date hot chicks.
That's why I've never been to Zimbabwe.
So I had to get married.
Never going
to
happen. Yeah.
That's why I had to get married. There'd be no chance in hell that a chick that hot would ever do me again. That's it. Yeah. I was like, all right.
So
now this is the same woman that we met at the Andrew Dice Clay show.
Yes.
We've seen you with several different ones.
That's a lot. That's not.
backpedal, backpedal, backpedal.
No, she knows us.
Yeah.
No. She's very nice from what we met her.
She got nervous so one night when you said I talked to you the other night. I was on the phone and you were in the room, and you're like, I talked to you, and she was like, what's that about?
She
kind of like took off back for a minute. She was like, and at first I was like, oh man, what was that about?
Was this a peppermill?
I was like, oh, we're at the peppermill. I'm like, I'm like, what's that? Yeah, right.
That's right.
Oh yeah, I was sweating for a minute there. It's like, man, because if I was gonna be screwing around, I'd want to know it.
Right. At least be cognizant of the fact.
Right.
One more marriage in the tombs, thanks to the rock and comedy.
Right.
Do whatever I
one
can.
Relationship ruined. Right.
Bringing them down.
How many
one at a time.
Ruined in 1 year? That's his goal.
Let's ask E. Smith.
Yeah, E. Smith, are you still married?
Are you still here?
Evelyn, yes. E. Smith. Where's E. Smith?
That email's great.
This is a good email.
But now on the website, you can actually call and leave a voice comment. So we're hoping that she calls back.
That'd be great.
But she's not listening, so.
Yeah.
Well, but if she checks out the website and sees all the comments that people left about her wonderful email, that'd be awesome. I think you found the wombat.
I think so.
He's very determined. He likes you a lot.
He wants to come in.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man.
That one's spanky.
Hey, man, I'm outside.
Yep.
And I don't have thumbs to open this door.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm out here. Guys,
but one day.
Hello, you don't hear me? Hello.
I'm outside. I know you guys want me in there.
So you brought some CDs here. One of them says the greatest hits of Neil Diamond done by Larry G. Jones.
Yes.
I bet that is good. I've seen Larry's Neil Diamond on your website.
You've seen his Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
You and his wife.
We learned. Okay, so.
I'm sitting in the power chair here. I'm sitting in Mad Mike's chair now. Let me lead the discussion the way I want it.
My apologies.
My apologies.
Down, Mad Mike. Down.
He's over there, so you can interview him like he's the guest.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
So, Mad Mike, when did your obsession with pickles begin?
Not until the show started. It was a cloudy day in July. I think it may have been raining. No, it wasn't. But I was hit by a dog.
He was, actually. It was a hit and run up by a dog.
Yeah, I was hit by a dog. Broke my collarbone.
Are you
serious? Yeah, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. They never know.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
I know.
This dog fucked me up. Like, I was out for, like, 2 weeks. I missed, like, I was, like, seven. I wasn't very young, but... But even dude, seven, like, I'm a small guy. 7 years old, dude, I was like 10 pounds. This dog hit me, and literally, I did flips in the air and landed. And when I landed on my shoulder, broke my collarbone. I've been hit by a car.
My parents' dog get hit by a car. Broke his hip, both his hips, and his eye was hanging out.
Oh, damn.
But he's all good now.
But he's all good now?
Yeah, he's only got one eye, though.
You know what?
Yeah.
I actually only had one eye through most of Christmas.
Yeah.
I went to the Ocean Spray.
Yeah.
Facility, have you guys been to the Ocean Spray? There's a juice plant.
I drank Ocean Spray.
Yeah. It's a juice. You can do tours of their place, right? And me and my mom and my brother, we go to do this tour of this place, and they had some cranberries. I wanted to check out the cranberries, and I was goofing around, I was paying attention, and I fell into this vat of beans, and one went in my eye, and I had to go to the hospital, and they had to surgically remove the bean from my eye.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I had a bean in my eye.
A bean. A cranberry.
No, a bean. You didn't know they use beans for filler in juice. Like pinto. It depends on the flavor of juice, like pinto beans.
That's why it gets you gas?
Kidney beans. I mean, maybe. It adds fiber. Maybe that's where they fiber
from. I thought you meant like when a whale blows a snot. Yeah. That's what I was talking about. I drank that before.
Oh, you drank that? You drank whale snot?
That's great.
You went on an Ocean Spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right here in town.
Yeah, right here in town.
Oh, here in town.
Yeah.
Really?
Right here in town. For a Coke.
Yeah.
The Coke plant. And yeah. Not the kind of Coke you.
But this is the thing.
Hold on. Why are we still here?
When they say, like, don't lean on the rails, they're not kidding. Yeah, they're pretty serious about that.
We have an Ocean Spray cranberry juice plant here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they, Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
And they have beans.
I've seen the Coke plant.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the one down on Fremont Street. That's a completely different Coke plant.
That's next to the courthouse.
That's the Coke plant where the guy stashes the Coke for you to pick it up later.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's near Dumpster 3.
Near Dumpster 3.
Dumpster 3, right, okay.
Dumpster 3.
And the Welcome to Downtown Las Vegas sign.
We were literally driving there one time downtown. We had some... I think it was at the product knowledge meeting you did for the VDC. We were on our way. We were driving downtown to
the Memory Wedding Chapel.
Yeah. There was actually a trash can we saw on the way there. It was a huge dumpster, and on the side it said, "You could disappear here." Somebody had spray painted it.
Yeah, dude.
It said, "You could disappear."
And people call me a gun nut because I have one in every room of my house. That's why Vegas is a shithole.
It
I'm like,
is,
Mike,
man.
If you come up missing, I know the first place I'm going to look.
In Tennessee, they've got the local newspaper has put up a part of their website where anybody's registered gun owners, you can try, kind of like they have the registered sex predators list. They have registered gun owners list. You can map it out, so that way maybe the thieves won't go there.
Yeah, they'll break.
Break somebody else that doesn't have a gun.
Somebody who doesn't have a gun.
Right, exactly.
It's crazy.
It's encouraging you to have guns.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Downtown is a scary place. I do not like going downtown.
No, it's pretty brutal.
It is rough.
I went into the El Cortez.
Did you have a show downtown?
No, I never had a show downtown.
Larry did. He's more of a badass than you are.
That's right. Yeah,
at the plaza,
I never said Larry G. Jones wasn't a badass. Let's clear that up.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I never said that. No, that's right. You were downtown. You had a pretty long run down there.
Yeah, 7 years.
Good deal.
Plaza and Fitzgeralds.
Then they found out he was there, and they're like, dude.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
They're like, yeah, dude. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
How
did you get
here? You've been
here
7 years.
Yeah.
Who let you in? Who gave you a key?
Yeah, Rat Pack.
You got the Rat Pack show coming in. Yeah,
you're doing a show. What? That's just crazy.
I'm sorry, I'll just do a tribute to you. They got the new Rat Pack show now.
I heard it's not doing too well. Sandy Hackett.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is.
Just another show.
It's not that he's
not doing
Sandy
well.
Hackett. Yeah, he's.
I'm letting Charlie in.
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, do your thing.
Come on, Charlie.
All right, Michael John saves the day.
Shut him in.
Just pretend like you did it with your thumbs.
Yeah.
Hey.
I went to
another show to die at the Sahara.
Another one.
Everything that dies, everything goes in there dies.
The coasters and the platters are still hanging in over there.
No,
hey, you know what?
No, they died.
That could explain.
They're at the V Theater. They're at the V Theater now.
Oh, they are.
First, they were at Steve Weirich, and then that died, and then now they went to the V Theater.
Well, Steve Weirich died too. He didn't pay his rent.
Right.
Oh, he is gone then. I was looking. I couldn't find him in the system. I was like, is he out of town? What happened?
I got a strange email from just said something about, sorry about the sudden closure. I don't know why I got it. Sorry about the sudden closure, but the owners and investors have a disparaging outlook for this property.
It was weird because he just did a
weird.
He just filmed a huge car commercial there, and they were looking for a bunch of extras, and me and some friends went down there, and it was like 2 days later, like, showroom's closed.
Weird.
Yeah, he was getting he'd get some good press stuff. He did some thing on American Chopper, that whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's been on lots of
stuff. He did that stunt, what was it, for 4th of July that went
horribly
wrong, where he was supposed to be helicoptered in. I don't know, something happened. The stunt went bad or something.
Yeah, a fire thing, right?
A fire thing.
Yeah. Some guy got burnt or something?
Yeah. He didn't get out. He didn't escape in time or something, the stunt guy or the guy that was supposed to be Steve Weirich, where he pops out of the box.
Oh, he had a double? Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, and people found out about it. So
you mean magic's not real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I've done those tricks before. I was the double, where I was like the guy on the motorcycle, where the guy disappears with the motorcycle. If you put the helmet on, it's somebody else.
Yeah.
They do the switch at the very beginning.
What?
And I was the guy.
No way, really?
I was the guy. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, sorry.
You're totally
sorry
ruining
to blow
it.
That one for
John's.
You. It was cool though. That was in Branson. That was cool. Did that for a week.
Yeah. We learned so much every time he comes on the show.
In Branson?
In Branson.
I wrestled alligators in Branson.
Another four wall town.
Yeah.
Have
really?
Have you been down to Branson lately?
No.
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 I grew up a little bit north of Branson.
Did you?
Yeah. I haven't been down in a year.
This was like 2003.
I was just down over Thanksgiving. I went down to see some family, and just it seems like there's just a ton of shows down there. Who's the Yakov, the Russian guy?
Yeah.
Yakov Smirnov.
And then a bunch of other people.
That's surprising. He has a show.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his own big showroom over there. He's been there for a long time.
Yakov
and
Smirnov?
I saw auditions recently for they're looking for Cirque type performers for his showroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, more power to him, man. I tell you what, anybody's making a living right now in our business, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You can hold on right now.
Well, that's what you wonder, you know. It's like they have unemployment numbers, but they don't count entertainers.
You know. They leave us out. Well,
yeah.
Because most entertainers, one, never paid taxes. And, that's why. By the way, IRS, I am totally caught up now. Thank you.
Yeah, me too.
That's not like an afterthought.
Yeah, I'm caught up with. Actually, you guys said to give me a refund last year because I made so little money. So there you go.
Wow. I'm sure I'll get a refund.
So you're in the negative tax bracket. Off for 3 weeks. You're getting out of Vegas.
Yeah, South Florida in the winter, baby. It's a good place to be.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah,
I plan on doing some surfing.
Yeah, you're a big surf dude, right?
That's right.
How long have you been surfing for?
Big surf dude.
Yeah.
He likes to surf a lot.
Yeah, I've been surfing 25 years.
Now, do you do that on a surfboard?
On a surfboard, yes.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got wetsuits, surfboards, the whole nine yards.
He's got it all.
That's good.
You jealous?
Yeah, a little bit. That's pretty cool. I've never been on a surfboard.
You can show me the Royal, and you can have all that.
I know. That's what I got to do.
That's right.
Dream big, right?
I know. My off days... After I'm done at the Royal, I'm a greeter at Walmart.
I'm a greeter at Walmart.
That's where the money is. I know what you're talking about. I'm going to start delivering pizzas.
Thank you for coming to Walmart.
You're not talking to me.
And with your show, you switch out how often with Terry?
We do a week on, week off. So I have 2 weeks where I do absolutely nothing, which would be a good time for me to actually get a job.
Yeah, right.
And,
well, you could fill in for greeting at Walmart while he's gone.
Yeah. You fill in for me, yeah.
I do a lot of voices, but they're just people that I know, so...
No. But you have fun, though, every night, right?
Hi, I'm Terry Stokes.
Yeah, it's good.
Dead on, right there.
But you have fun, though, every night, right, when you do your show?
I love it, man. I love
it. Even if the crowd is as crampy as it was the other night?
You know, it's a challenge. I mean, it really makes you work for it. And, you know, my background, coming from the comedy, the stand-up, you know, they're not all going to be laydowns. Anybody who says they haven't had a bad show hasn't done enough shows yet.
No. That's right.
Right, Larry?
Yep.
You know, and you meet these guys, and I know guys here in Vegas that do shows. Oh, I never, no, my shows are always, how was your show? Oh, it was great, slammed it. But sold out room. It's like, bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And we've been,
I noticed the other night, you did something you hadn't done before. You were looking at your watch an awful lot. Was that because you just wanted to get the fuck out?
I do that when it's a bad show. I think I'm not.
Literally, I counted 12 times before I stopped. And I could tell he wasn't having fun because he started talking to me. He didn't care what was going on in the show. He's like, "How many times did you see my show?" I'm like, "5 times." He goes, "You ever seen me work this hard?" No.
I've never seen you work. That's like a...
You call this work? Put people to sleep?
Take the good with the bad. You know, yeah. That's
right.
You know, right. You get those crowds. I mean, you know, especially, you know, for the time you were talking, we were talking about this before we went on tonight, from like the 23rd on. You know,
dude,
You know, they come to my show, it's like, okay, he hasn't done one card trick yet. What the hell?
Yeah, seriously. They're just waiting. They just want one. Ta-da! I'm like, what? Exactly. Yeah, dude.
Just give them one.
Yeah.
People crazy. RidgeyJones.com. They can buy tickets.
Yeah.
Watch YouTube videos.
Yep.
Should be Tiger Woods.
Yes. Yeah, it's right on the homepage.
My sister got a Wii for Christmas, and she's like, "I'm playing the new Tiger Woods game." I'm like, "Are you his wife?"
Oh.
Hey, what were they doing out at 2:30 in the morning anyway?
What controller were you holding?
Right.
Clubbing.
Oh! Oh! Yeah. Yeah, that's like all the golfers were calling Tiger's wife to see what club it takes to beat him.
Right.
Yeah. That's
I was
good.
Like, yeah, that's kind of suspicious. Something happened because you don't wreck your car at 2:30 in the morning on your own property. The fire hydrant that's always been there. Like,
yeah.
It just
and then
pop up all of a sudden.
And then climb out of your vehicle and just lay there.
Yeah.
Then they just find him just laying there.
And I just like, you know, every week it was like two more have come out.
Yeah.
Up with, you know, three more
it
have
was,
popped out.
It was
popped.
It was a bad day for his sponsors, for Tiger Wood, and for the prostitution business.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Who is this?
Oh, my bad, you're used to for doing the show. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck, dude. I thought you were going to come grab me off work. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'll come down. Where are you at right now?
At my house.
At your house? Dude, are you eating something right now?
I'm eating popcorn.
Okay. What kind of popcorn?
Pickle popcorn.
Pickle popcorn?
Orville Redenbacher.
Is it? Did you make it yourself? Is it handmade? Did you grow the corn?
No.
Are you a Sacagawea?
What?
That's all right. I'm using big words.
That's okay.
All right, man. I'll call you in a little while.
All right.
Bye.
Is that your brother?
Yes.
That's caller number four.
Stars at my show this weekend.
We can do that.
Wait, you come out with us on Thursday. We'll bring them to your show.
Yeah.
If you bring porn stars to my show on Friday, I'll be out with you on Thursday. I'm going to be out with you on Thursday anyway.
How does that work? Yeah, this one's before.
Come out first before we bring them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out with you anyway. I don't care. I suppose. Yeah, some porn stars would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get my hair cut.
We'll look like
get your hair cut.
Walking into your show.
Get your hair cut. What is that, a cut? I have to get my hair cut. I look like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo right now. And he's like, I got to get my hair cut.
Yeah, well, it's so thin in the front, man. I get a cut every week. Otherwise, it looks really thin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It looks thinner the longer it gets? Oh, that's weird.
That's what happens when you get to be my age, man. You learn these little tricks.
Larry's got his new hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more two-tone.
Get rid of the two-tone bit.
Yeah.
He just didn't like me calling him two-tone.
Yeah. What a two-tone. Yeah, I know.
But
can't
you were
so
recognizable with that haircut.
I know. Yeah. Now I would even get... Sometimes the people do reviews or something. His voice is equally as impressive as his two-tone hair.
Ouch.
You know, I just want you to... Don't even stick it to the voices, all right?
It's great to be recognized in
the talent. So let me ask you this. Why did you have your hair like that?
It was really an accident, and I just decided to keep it because I got pictures made.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's on posters everywhere. I'm like, okay, well,
you
if
don't
I want to
buy new pictures. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's expensive. I trust you.
Yeah. You're going to get all new pictures. I'm going to get new posters. I'm going to submit it to all the websites and the internet and all the things like that. You know.
So, but then when you got to the Royal Resort, you were just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, well, I was there for a year before I changed it.
That's true. You hung in there. You were a trooper.
Yeah.
You kept that hairstyle for a while.
Yeah.
That's 7 years.
We kind of miss it, Larry.
The 8th year, yeah. I changed it.
What does your wife think? She like your new hair?
She just loves me no matter what.
That's a big fucking lie.
Next time you do the show, you're going to have to bring her in. We want the real truth.
Oh, yeah, she's probably got some crazy Larry stories, huh?
Yeah.
We do a whole segment, crazy Larry stories.
Yeah.
Crazy Larry stories.
I want to know about the time when you beat up that seal.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that would be great. He loves animals. He loves animals, though.
So the word of the
loves
week
loves them to death.
Loves them to death.
The word of the week is fluctuations.
Yeah,
fluctuations. So this Asian lady goes into the bank. She's trying to change in some yen for dollars, and she comes in. She's like, I come in last week and I get 200 yen for $200 for 10 yen. This week you say only 180. What's the problem? The lady says fluctuations. She says fluck you white people too.
That was good.
Guys, if you're visiting Vegas and you're listening to this show, whether it's Helsinki or it's the Rock of Gibraltar, check out Michael Johns.
TwistedComedy.com.
TwistedComedy.com. Also, Hypnosis Unleashed at the Tropicana. 9 o'clock, right? Your show?
Yes, sir.
Charlie's really getting into you. It's the Ed Hardy shirt.
Ready to get into your leg there.
Yeah.
It's not Ed Hardy either. Some other off-brand.
It's Ed Hardy on this show.
Ed Hardy knockoff.
Ed Hardy on the show.
Ed Hardy knockoff.
We're trying to make
it. I can't afford Ed Hardy.
I'm reading you, Michael. Play along.
A little more douchey.
Yeah.
I can't afford to be that big of a douchebag.
Yeah, dang.
Right.
But we want to thank you both for being here. It was fun. Before you, yeah.
I know, dude.
Before you leave, though, we want to show you a little clip of our DVD that's coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Some behind-the-scenes stuff. It'll
yep.
be pretty good.
Yep.
And,
excellent.
We'll be back, guys, right after this.
All right. The subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth, Algebra 2. Weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in the Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Let's give it up for our guests, Michael Johns and Larry G. Jones.
Yeah, wow, we had them in here. They were almost funny.
Yeah, they wouldn't be funny if we didn't help them out.
Yeah, of course not. No way.
But seriously, if you guys are in town, you should check those guys out. They're a lot of fun. His Michael John's show, Hypnosis Unleashed, is really good.
It is.
He just had a bad night when I was there. Well, yeah, that'll be fun if he goes to the strip club.
That'd be great.
He flakes. Like I said, I was supposed to shoot guns with him.
And he mysteriously got sick.
Yeah.
Mysteriously. And it was mysteriously better the next day.
Yeah.
Mysteriously so.
Yeah, and I still have the text that says, it's like, I'm having some issues with my lungs. It's bad.
Yeah, and he's going to mysteriously not show up at the strip club. And then we'll mysteriously show up at his house.
Right.
With some mysterious Tylenol. Which will wind up mysteriously in his drink.
Right.
And he'll wake up mysteriously at Crave the next day, very mysterious-like.
Naked.
Yes. And his bunghole will hurt mysteriously so. It's just going to be one giant mystery.
Yeah. It'll be like he was hypnotized for the whole thing. And Larry G. Jones, well, he can't go to strip club because he's married now.
To the old ball and chain. And he got married.
He did get married. Well, congratulations to Larry. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. He seems like a good guy.
He seems like it. You've only met him 500 times. Oh, let's do this.
We interrupt your regular broadcast to bring you this important news bulletin.
It is time. See, I was going to, I don't want to call it not in the news anymore because.
Why? It is not in the news.
Yeah, but we could just call it in the news because a lot of these stories are popping up everywhere now. And when I started doing not in the news, they weren't as popular. But now everybody's doing
it. How about shouldn't be in the news?
Yeah, shouldn't be in the news. We're going to get things started with a story out of Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
Oh, crackhead.
A Nebraska trooper found an unexpected holiday present at the end of a police chase.
No, there's no mistake. Marijuana.
That's right. The Nebraska State Police say the trooper found 7 pounds of gift-wrapped marijuana inside an SUV that ran off the road during a chase in Morrell County.
Wow.
Let's get dangerous.
The patrol says the trooper tried to stop the SUV for a failure to signal. After a short pursuit, the SUV turned into a cornfield.
Take your clothes off and run backwards to a cornfield?
The patrol says the driver fled on foot but was captured a short time later.
People who do that should be arrested.
Well,
why would you do that? Like,
yeah, a passenger...
It never worked in the TV.
Yeah. You know? A passenger who was pregnant remained in the SUV, and she was also arrested.
Oh.
I like how they say she was also arrested.
But their baby was free to go.
I'm figuring if she was pregnant, it's a female, but thanks for clearing that up.
And the baby was free to go.
Yeah. The patrol says the two face charges of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver.
Not drug dealers. With fundraisers.
Yeah. The driver may also face additional charges stemming from the chase.
Well, I mean, come on now. You can't blame them. Santa wasn't going to do it. You know?
Yeah, Santa has his limits.
Yeah.
Oldmar, Florida. Authorities say a Florida man who called 911.
Call 911!
Claiming he'd been beaten and shot, was hoping the tale would get him a ride to a bar. Instead, 37-year-old Gregory Oracis is facing charges of misusing the 911 system and battery of law enforcement officers.
There it is.
I'm sorry, and I'm stupid.
And a report says he called...
Like the Jewish interloper.
It was actually Ray Romano.
That's funny.
An arrest report says he called 911 three times before his arrest.
Oh, my God.
In Oldsmar, northwest of Tampa, he told the dispatcher he had a broken nose and bleeding ears and claimed people were, shooting at him.
What?
Yeah.
Shoot him, Daddy. Shoot him at once.
Authorities say he was actually looking for a ride to another bar.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
The report, but you can do it.
The report says, he kicked a Pinellas County Sheriff's deputy in the knees and a taser was used to, subdue him.
No.
Haven't used that soundbite in a while.
Yeah, tasers are so funny.
They make you do funny. They give you funny looks.
Yeah. I've watched the guy get tasered.
What, on Hangover?
On Hangover, but in real life, right at the I was working at LVAC.
Was it take your daughter and son to work day?
Yeah, it's just what happened to me.
It was at the Las Vegas Athletic Center.
Yeah, and this guy comes running in. And he's like, I didn't do it. Tell the officer, blah, 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 blah. And then the officer just walks in, walks up behind him, and he's talking to me, like, really loud and in my face, right? Like, it wasn't me, and blah, blah,
blah. All of a sudden, he's just,
yeah. I just, the officer has this look of complete and utter boredom, and I just see him pull out his taser, look at the guy, and goes, gavoo! And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah! Just falls to the ground.
Nice.
That was so funny, dude.
In Caryville, Texas, prosecutors will review the case of a woman authority claims has called 911.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
30 times over 6 months for non-emergency reasons.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about... 911.
Including a call to complain that her husband refused to eat his dinner.
Oh my God, dude.
The woman allegedly made a pair of calls to 911, including a hang up and another woman, and another where a woman was heard screaming.
Help me! Somebody help me! Help me!
Police were dispatched to the residence, and Officer Paul Gonzalez said police were told by her that her husband did not want to eat his supper. Police report said the 53-year-old woman was yelling about things that happened 2 weeks ago.
Damn, woman, why you gotta be such a crazy bitch?
Crazy, man.
That's the thing with women. They just don't let it go.
Dude, they don't. They've got memories. Like
they just won't fucking let it go. It was 2 weeks ago. Let it go. Jesus Christ. This is a great story. When Diane Lyons of Carlton, Ohio, caught her 6-year-old daughter shoplifting a $3.11 pack of tattoo stickers, she did what any mother would do. What do you think your mom would do if she caught you stealing a $3 pack of tattoos? And you're like 6 years old.
She made me eat a scorpion.
Seriously?
Yeah, probably.
She called police, who took little Cheyenne away.
No way!
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Yep.
Wow.
Lyons then asked about collecting a $30 reward for turning in shoplifting.
Do you want to make more money?
No way.
Of course we all do.
You're kidding. You no way.
I'm not making it up.
That's so fucked. That's so messed up, dude.
Right?
Damn.
This I'm thinking now should have been the story of the week, but it's good.
Oh my god.
So
dude.
I don't think I went too far, Lyons said in a phone interview. You've gotta catch them when they first start, if they do something wrong.
Lady, what is wrong with you?
Police Chief Ronald Yeager went to the discount drug market last week and took the girl to the station before releasing her to her mother. And the reward, in case you're wondering? Well, Lyons didn't follow up because she felt bad for asking about it.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Dude, seriously.
She went through all that, had her 6-year-old arrested, and then didn't even get the $30.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of doing it then?
I know, right?
What you didn't teach your daughter was how to follow through.
Yeah, exactly.
People think that I set her up or something to get the reward, Lyons said. She doesn't believe she overreacted. She just wanted to teach her daughter a lesson. I don't think Cheyenne would do it again. I really don't, because of all that I did.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and realize your life is meaningless?
Love it.
That's pretty insane.
Isn't that a fucked up story?
Yeah, dude. That's wrong. On a lot of levels.
She was hoping to get that $30 to pay for the shit she bought at the drugstore.
Yeah.
19-year-old Utica man was robbed of his pants and sneakers in freezing temperatures.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
City police still are trying to determine why.
Why?
Right. The victim, Jasmine Rizivic, is also saying that he was shot, a guy named Jasmine. He's also saying that he was shot during a reported confrontation with two or three individuals at about 9:50 p.m., Deputy Police Chief Mark Williams said. While police believe there's more to the story than Rivik is telling, Rivik hasn't been too willing to cooperate with police, Williams said. They say his last name way too many times in the story. I remember it now. But we're not accepting that, Williams said. This victim gave us several different stories and said he doesn't want to press any charges.
Why not? Because.
But it doesn't mean we're not going to still pursue it. We're moving forward, and I wouldn't be surprised if he knew the people that were involved. Rizivic said he was willing to, that he was walking to the store when he was confronted by the alleged suspects. After they took his pants and sneakers, they fled in an unknown direction, and he returned to his home.
Someone's going to have to give me a ride home.
It is unclear whether he walked or was given a ride back to his home, which was less than 2 miles away. Police responded to the area of Mohawk and Elizabeth for a report of shots fired, but officers could not find any evidence of gunfire. After police located the man at his home, because I'm not saying his last name anymore, he was taken to the local hospital. Williams said he had multiple wounds to his head, as well as a reported gunshot wound to his left arm.
You better start packing a handgun.
Seriously.
But when he was examined at the hospital, the doctors could not conclude whether or not he actually had been shot.
Oh, weird.
This is a little unusual, Williams quipped. I've never heard of that one before.
I just realized that you have this wall with all these, like, artists on it.
Uh-huh.
And you have this one section where you have six, like, that are together, like, in one, like a mosaic or something. And it's...
Yes?
I don't even know the guy's name.
James Brown.
James Brown. Ray Charles.
Stevie Wonder.
Prince. Tina Turner. And then David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Five black people.
Real black. Kind of black. Black. Light black. Lighter black. White.
That is so weird.
I didn't do this. Jennifer Smith did this.
Why did she do that?
I don't know.
That
doesn't make any sense. She wanted to do all black people, and then she ran out. She was actually going to put Pat Benatar there because she thought she looked more black than David Bowie.
So weird.
Because they're grouped over here as groups, and it looks fine.
Yeah. I noticed we don't have any of like the people that have come in to do interviews.
Yeah.
We should do that. Put them up on the wall.
Yeah, we have a couple that are in the Silver Bullet.
A couple what?
Pictures.
Hmm.
Grandpa Munster. He was looking around for his picture while he was here.
Was he? Oh, it's someone in the car, yeah. As you could tell if you watched the DVD.
Yeah, if you watched the DVD.
So you could see him.
Port St. Lucie. An apparent family disagreement over lunch and name-calling turned into a violent confrontation involving a candle holder, guns, and a bite.
Hey, don't look at me. I ain't biting no more butts.
Jason Matthew Weary, 26, faces felony charges of aggravated domestic battery and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon in connection with the 10:52 a.m. incident at his parents' home. Weary's father, Jay Weary, said he and his wife planned to have lunch with her boss and that Jason would have to make his own lunch. Jay Weary said his son grew angry at the notion of making his own lunch.
You know what I always say?
What?
If you're going to have lunch, have an excellent one.
Right. Jason Weary said his father referred to his grandmother with a curse word, which angered him. Police gave this account of what followed next. Jason Weary hurled a candle holder at his father, hitting him in the head.
Are you crazy?
I can be.
Wow.
He could have taken his head off.
Yeah, but what do you notice?
Jay Weary, who has a concealed weapons permit, pulled a gun on his son. Jason Weary hit his dad, and Jason Weary's girlfriend gave Jason Weary a gun. Read this three times fast. Mm-hmm. Jason Weary pointed the weapon at his father and hit him in the head with the butt of the weapon.
Je t'embarre de meatheads.
Jay Weary bit his son on the left arm, and both went to the hospital emergency room. Jay Weary had several loose teeth and two gashes on his head that required stitches. Jay said he is afraid that when Jason gets out of jail, that Jason will come and kill him and his family. A report states Jason is torn about what to do because his wife always takes sides with the kids.
Jay is the kid.
Yeah. Jason, where he gets a tetanus shot for his injury and was arrested and taken to jail.
I'm somebody's bitch!
Wait a minute, but the dad, all the dad did was pull a gun after he got hit with a candlestick.
Right.
So the kid should have gone to jail.
Well, not in the land of Port St. Lucie.
Jesus, dude, it's so weird.
Oh, two stories to go, and they're all from Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
A 43-year-old man was arrested after Port St. Lucie County Sheriff's officers investigated, found out about an ounce of cocaine in a leaf blower that was in his shed.
What a weird place to keep your...
Gerald Rodney Scott, well, why would they ever think that they would look there?
Yeah, oh, leaf blower.
Gerald Rodney Scott was arrested on felony charges of
trafficking...
Maybe
because it looks like a giant straw?
Was arrested on felony charges of... Felony charges.
Felony.
Was arrested on felony charges of trafficking in cocaine, possession of cocaine with the intent and possession of cocaine, and investigators executed a search warrant at his home.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing, and I know these terrible allegations will all be proven false.
He may be dead, but that soundbite lives on forever.
That's right.
Scott, whose listed occupation is lawn service, denied... lawn service. I wonder if that's the same as carpet cleaning service.
Maybe.
Scott, who listed occupation as lawn service, denied owning the cocaine that was in his leaf blower. Yeah.
You know what?
I swear it's not mine.
You're a terrible liar.
He did say he was the only adult living in the residence. Investigators also arrested Roderick Eugene Chavez, 46.
Chavez.
Who was in the backyard. Had a pin cap in his pocket with cocaine in it.
Oh!
Chavez, listed as a self-employed, faces a single felony possession of cocaine.
Felony! That's two shots.
Felony!
We'd be drunk at this point. Getting our crunk on.
All right, messed it up. We'll do it next week.
Sorry,
Port St. Lucie, final story of the week. 52-year-old man who threw a plastic coffee mug at a woman's vehicle during an apparent road rage incident definitely faces some charges.
Did you cut me off?
David Scott Wilmot was arrested on habitual traffic offender and disorderly intoxication charges following the incidences in the area. That's right.
Ain't I something?
You are. Female driver was cut off and a man stopped at the park cursing at her. The woman said the man appeared intoxicated when he got out of his vehicle and hurled a plastic mug at her vehicle. He drove off and she followed him to his home, waiting for police. Wilmot, who smelled of alcohol, told police he, this is an interesting word, he imbibed. That's right, imbibed.
Ooh, big word, small brain.
Yeah. Which apparently means multiple.
Yes.
He had multiple drinks. And taken unknown pain pills that weren't prescribed to him. Just
unknown. Unknown pain pills.
Yeah, they weren't prescribed to him. Just know before what they were. Getting behind the wheel. He also said his license was revoked.
Oh.
If you give us any more trouble, I shall visit you in the small hours and put a bat up your nightdress.
That's right. And listed as unemployed. Unemployed.
And unemployed.
Because he's 52 and he lives in Florida.
Oh my God, dude.
Wilmot said he got mad because the woman was right behind him.
Right well, behind it's been him. Thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
So, that's the news for 2010.
Starting off with a bang.
Keep going, Port St. Lucie.
Keep on going. Keep on trucking.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Well, I had fun.
Me too, dude.
It was a good time. Good time, good time. Porn convention next week. We should be having Aurora Snow back here in the studio. I told her, you know, I'm not going to go light on you this time. The heavy questions are coming this time. Like,
yeah. What's your favorite color?
Would you please bring in your anal prep kit? I would like to see it.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
I want to see what kind of lube she uses.
What if it's, like, worn? Like, the color's all, like worn off, you know?
The color's all worn off.
Yeah, like almost like a color, you know, like what does she have like what's red?
Like flesh colored or
no, like it's like a red color one,
oh,
you know,
it's
but
faded?
it's like all faded. She's just used it so much, you know. That'd be crazy.
She's just a nasty, nasty girl. She's a lot of fun. She'll be here. And then Thursday we're gonna party at the Velvet Lion.
Oop, oop.
With Michael Johns.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I think it'll be fun. I think he'll definitely show up to that.
Yeah. That'll be good.
I will send him a bazillion text messages until he shows up.
Yeah.
Because if he wants those porn stars at his show.
Yeah. He's got to go.
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 And we're going to get them up on stage. I'd love to see Aurora Snow get up on stage and nobody knows that she's a porn star. And then he brings out the balloons in his act where he's like, this is a sex toy and you have to tell us what it's for.
That'd be funny.
Or if we took her to Anthony Cool's show and he had to fuck furniture.
Oh my God.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be really good.
Well, that's going to do it. Hope you had fun.
Yay!
We'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
Right here. Same web channel.
Woohoo! And fuck off.
Fuck off.